InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
All right. I've studied Trump in depth, watched his moves, retroactively studied him in his earlier life before I really started focusing on him about 10, 12 years ago. And he's not always playing 3D chess. He's not always outmaneuvering super mastermind stuff. But when it comes to business and geopolitics, when it comes to shaking up the old order, he is a savant. And the entire global corporate media is in absolute meltdown mode over his letter to NATO and to Denmark over Greenland that, well, since I didn't get my peace prize, I guess it's war then. And a lot of Trump supporters are saying, boy, this is an epic troll. The left is saying Trump's gone completely bonkers. And it's not either one of those. This is a very well thought out thing that Trump is doing. And I'll be explaining that coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is a big deal. And it'll, of course, come out weeks and months later exactly what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is what's going on. So I'm going to wait, though, till the bottom of the hour. And believe me, you want to hear this information. And when you see it, you'll see how masterful this is. And I know a lot of you are extremely informed already, so you know what it is. But I'm going to wait until the bottom of the hour here in about 28 minutes from now, 29 minutes from now. We come out of that break at 33 after, I will get right into it. Trump pens deranged letter to Europe saying he will not think purely of peace. Well, they're sure not. Trump has just handed Putin the prize he always wanted. Is that true? Trump's insane new threat leaves no doubt it's time for the 25th Amendment. Trump thinks links his push for Greenland to not winning the Nobel Peace Prize. He's always wanted Greenland. I got his letter right here, not on Truth Social. This is a little communique he sent out. By little, it's not long. I don't mean it's not important. Denied the Nobel, Trump wants Greenland, not thinking peace. It's hilarious. So I'm going to get to that. It's beyond trolling. It's not just trolling for trolling's sake. It is masterful trolling. At one level, it's a troll. But that's not the reason for it. And again, sometimes Trump doesn't think. So when people think, oh, he's always, you know, doing 3D chess, no, he's not. Like the Canada thing, he told Trudeau, hey, you can be the, you know, governor of the 51st state. They got a lot of laughs, so Trump made a few more jokes about it. And then it made, even though Trudeau was out of power, made his party go from 15% approval rating to 40, and they won the election. And now, you notice Trump reversed that letter, said, oh, no, no, no. You know, we want to be friends with Canada. We want to help you. Well, too late. And I'm not putting Trump down. I'm just saying, I know Trump, folks. I know when he's doing something. And that was not 3D chess. But boy, are folks waking up there up in Canada. You've got secession movements that look like they're going to happen. And so much more. Carney saying he's allying against America, communist China, and the EU, which I've told you is the new alliance. Now it's out in the open. He's a top globalist. So that's coming up. We have unbelievable developments in Minnesota and around the country as Trump prepares to declare the Insurrection Act. Nick Sordor getting robbed yesterday evening. Being drugged and almost killed behind a car. It is wild. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. You're how we reach a lot of new people, and that is so vital. Please share the live feeds of Real Talk Shows on X, on Rumble, and tell folks about the local station you're listening to or watching. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Fortune tanto vorrà, simili antibus ocellis, potsu amici vorrà, sutra di fratellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Monday, January 19th. The year is 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed to be here. Very humbled that you're deciding to tune in and hopefully share the live feeds, however you're watching or however you're listening. Okay, coming up, bottom of the hour. What is Trump thinking? Trump to Norway. No Nobel, no Greenland, no letter. Again, Trump to Norway, no Nobel, no Greenland, the letter that has shocked Europe. What is Trump really doing there? Well, I know exactly what he's doing. He's not going crazy. He's not just trolling. That's just a small part of it. It is trolling. No. He is using leverage on NATO and the globalists because of what they've been doing and being recalcitrant and demanding to continue the escalated war with Russia. But I'll give the details, the facts, and will this gamble work? So far, his geopolitical gambles have all succeeded. But it is a gamble. But the media is acting like Trump is completely insane. Well, they're about to find out here in the near future. The World Economic Forum, that is a co-equal to the UN, 4 years ago they merged officially with the United Nations, the private corporate governance system of the BlackRock ESG system. The World Economic Forum is now headed up by Larry Fink because Klaus Schwab became so incredibly unpopular and a poster boy for global tyranny that he resigned, but he's still going to be at the meetings. And he would put a new video out saying it is critical that we regain the public's trust in the international order, the rules-based order, which means their new world order. So their system has literally fallen apart. The old globalist order is over. Carney, that is a top globalist, Schwab level, the former head of the Bank of England, not even Canadian, he now runs Canada. And he said last week in China, the new world order is China, the EU, and Canada against America. And we have those clips. I played a few of them on Friday, but I didn't get to it last night. I was so busy. The new ones over the weekend, where reporters go, "What do you mean, Prime Minister?" And he goes, "Well, it's our alliance with the EU and China against America. And all the totalitarianism that comes with it." I mean, it's just simply incredible to have this so out in the open now. And, of course, they're confiscating the last guns now and passing laws to put you in jail for 5 years for criticizing the government, just like they're doing in Australia, just like they're doing in the UK. It's the same system, just like they're doing in Germany. So that's super hardcore. I've got a lot of other news as well I'm going to get to. I also want to open the phones up throughout the broadcast right through 3 o'clock central today. So the next 3.5 on the next, 3 hours and 50 minutes of actual airtime, but we'll be getting to your calls. Coming up towards the end of this hour, and then right into the next hour, interspersed with news and analysis. I don't want to take a lot of your phone calls on any of these interesting subjects, you know, here today. You notice I had laryngitis for about a week. I know it's been very annoying to listen to. It's been very annoying for me. I feel like what it must be like to be Kennedy, where you've got to focus and really push and be able to talk. But it's about 50% better. I know if I'd arrested it, would have been better days ago. But in the next few days, say your prayers, cross your fingers, you should be back to the good old normal voice. But it's certainly feels good now. So thank you for your support and prayers out there. People have been doing that, and I appreciate it. Unsolicited, I saw in the emails, and I saw in comments on InfoWars and on X and Rumble, Alex, take it easy. We're praying for you. Believe me, I need the prayer. Not just for my larynx, but just for everything in general going on. I don't make a big deal about being the position I'm in, the level of attacks I'm under from all different sectors and angles and also spiritual attack, but it is only through Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit that the Father sends, and of course you as intercessors praying for me and the operation and the crew and my family that we have been able to withstand this, because I've withstood nothing and it's all been God. But when you reach out and ask God for providence and for leading, guiding, and directing us, it happens. So I really do need your prayers, because as you can see, not just with InfoWars, but in your own life and everywhere, the quickening's here, and evil is intensifying, good is intensifying. It's really an amazing, amazing time to be alive. But like I said, I'm here to the big news on Trump's statement that they're saying is so insane, so crazy. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We also have prominent Catholic clerics denounce U.S. foreign policy and say we must prepare to have new martyrs. I guess they'll be the patron saints of nuclear war with Russia. Bishop warns clergy, prepare for new era of martyrdom. Top cardinals. Okay. We got to take in all the illegal aliens too, but the Vatican doesn't take in one. It's the hypocrisy of the Vatican leadership. I mean, 80% of them are leftists. There's some great cardinals and bishops, people that really say true things and really inform, but that's not who runs it. Really feel sorry for Catholics, but hey, I'm not shaking a stick at you. Look at all the other big denominations. It just goes from bad to worse because evil has penetrated into every major institution. Yeah, go back to that headline on Drudge. Is the U.S. still a force for good? USA no longer a force for good. What did the different NATO heads say the last month repeatedly and leaders in Europe? America is our enemy now. America is now bad. We may have to go to war with America. And again, who does the installed Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, had a 50% approval rating. He's removed. You have over 10 parties, so they do a manipulation with the parties to team up and then put Carney in. It's not, a two-party system, not a straight-up 50-plus percent of the vote, you win, or majority of the vote, you win. And it's just like Starmer has a 15% approval rating. But they rewrote the rules in Parliament where, in the last election, a vote for Labor was almost counted, it was almost three times. The formula was like 2.5 votes. So each vote for a Labor candidate in the parliamentary setup, they would then get that many more votes to in the vote in Parliament from the members of Parliament on who would be the Prime Minister. If you caught that, it's meant to give you a headache. So they just changed the rules and said, well, we're a very unpopular party. We've only got less than 20% support, but we are already in power, so we'll just change the rules that every vote in Parliament by a member of our party or prime ministers counted 2.5 times. There was a bunch of other weird stuff they did. I mean, it's just like trying to keep track of it. Same crap went on up in Canada. And then we have these installed individuals. And again, a lot of Americans will say, well, why do I care about what goes on in Canada? Well, you better care. Because China is literally taking it over right now. They admittedly had 50,000 troops training up there. They have their own police departments and own police cars. Now the leader, Carney, who we knew was going to end up openly announcing his allegiance to communist China, has now done it. And remember what Justin Trudeau said when he first got in power, what was it, almost a decade ago, remember? They said, what type of government is your favorite? What do you admire the most? What do you model yourself after? And he said, Xi Jinping's basic Chinese communist dictatorship. He said, dictatorship. I played the clip 500 times. You want to see it again? I mean, look, if you don't believe me, just type in Justin Trudeau dictatorship quote. And the women in the room love it. It's like, oh, yes, dictatorship, because we're the dictators now. We the bosses. We the bosses. So I'm going to get to those clips. It's just mind-blowing. And it ties into Klaus Schwab and all the rest of it. But the good news is not one but two provinces the numbers are there, have the votes to leave. Now, you got the governor general, and the British Empire never really left, so it's behind the scenes and could try to invoke powers to override that, kind of like Denmark said in the 50s. Greenland can leave anytime you want. You're independent, but now the fine print is, oh, sorry, you can't. Yeah, here's the basic dictatorship quote. So it's really amazing this is going on. All right, now, let me give you kind of an overview on what's going on with the Insurrection Act and what's happening with the left. And then after we've covered the big geopolitical and actually played the clips, I'm going to take your phone calls. But the first thing that I really want to put front and center is this is the Podesta plan. This is the admitted plan to trigger absolute societal breakdown. And you can see the job that's been done by the corporate media, by the educational system, by the colleges, with the leftists in this country who progressively get more and more violent. I mean, just a few years ago, it was mainly Antifa and some Black Lives Matter people and a few Muslims that would knock a family over the head or stab somebody because they were wearing an American flag shirt. Now, you go into Minneapolis, Minnesota, or other leftist cities, it is a large portion of the people, predominantly middle-aged and older whites with phalanxes of Muslims and Somalis, in the case of Minnesota, and some Hispanics joining them. But they are anti-America. They are anti-white. They say that. They are communists. And they are vicious. Absolutely vicious. And we did a lot of coverage on that last night. People are just walking by a restaurant. There's a bunch of IT guys sitting around eating for lunch. They decide they're ICE. They go in and beat them up and attack them. And the police don't come and say, that's okay. Fellas wearing an American flag sweatshirt. They beat him up, chase him down the road, make him take off the shirt, still keep attacking him. I mean, there's hundreds of these videos. I know you've seen a lot of them. Nick Sordor just pulls up in a Somali area of Minnesota, isn't there 5 minutes, And people run up around his car. Somalis do recognize who he is. They're talking to him. They grab his camera, run away with it, try to run him over. His hand gets caught in the door, bleeding, slammed inside the door. They drag him down the road at about 40 miles an hour. You ask, how'd he run that fast? If you look, he's skiing at the end down the ice. He's leaning back on his feet, skiing, or he would have gotten run over. And he had just hosted his Sunday show a few hours before this happened here on InfoWars, 1 p.m. Central, right before we go live at 4 p.m. Central. So it just shows how dangerous this is. You saw what happened to Jake Lang, them trying to kill him. And then all these leftist Somalis and old white people run out and scream, get out of here, scum, get out of here, coward, get out of here, filth, you're not allowed to be here. And when he called the police department, they finally came, and it's on video, he released it last night, and they said, Nick, it's your fault, you know you shouldn't be here. And so, no, we're not going to go, we don't care that you have the license plate of the car, we don't care they tried to kill you. The police say we're not going to help you. And that's how tyranny works. The communists always have their brown shirts. The Nazis had them too. They always have their paramilitary street thugs who go out and do the dirty work, and the government says, we don't know anything about that. And so that's what this is. And it really goes to the heart of who these individuals are. So I have a lot of clips, a lot of analysis, a lot of information on that front. But there is no doubt that this is only going to get worse into the summer, into the midterms, and that they are trying to go for full civil war. And I know I've harped on that till people were, you know, numb, but you do notice I was right again. And you do notice that it's getting very intense. And again, people are saying, well, nobody's buying it. The polls show Trump's actually gone up a few points over this, which is true. Most people aren't buying this. They're acting like fools. Yeah, but you see, they haven't done the final ingredient yet. Look what they've done with this one woman that was out there trolling and blocking and trying to run over the cop, the ICE officer, Ross, Ms. Good, Mrs. Good. Imagine when somebody mows down a big demonstration of illegal aliens and their supporters, and then they find the dead body of a MAGA supporter with his manifesto, and you've got 200 people shot, 100 and something dead, little kids dead. Then the left's going to activate their real terror cells, the real criminal groups, the MS-13, the TDA, the Hezbollah, the Hamas that they are allied with. And this country is going to explode. So this is all just the beta test. This is all just the warm-up. This is all just the preparatory phase right here. But if you look at the other uprisings they've done, Summer of Love, and then what they tried last year in the spring and summer, those were just warm-ups. You see, if they couldn't have stolen the election from Trump, Podesta said in the New York Times in their big war game, it was a report on their official big war game they had. They issued a report on the war game. You can read for yourself. We've shown many times. And they said, if he's able to win, this is what we're going to do, starting with demonstrations, starting with events. And then we believe that Trump will call out the military when we block the deportations and when our people get violent. And then we believe the military is going to mow down a bunch of people. And they put that in the movie Civil War and all the rest of it, a total wish list. It just makes no sense. Well, except they're going to false flag these big crowds. You can guarantee. And when they do that, that's when they're going to make their move and have, like, power outages and claim the Russians did it, or terrorists did it, or white supremacists did it. They've already pre-programmed that. So, and then boom, Trump might get, you know, truck bombed, or a missile shoots down Air Force One, because there'll be a stand down. I mean, don't think when they make this move for civil war that it's really even pointed at Trump. They need to get rid of him. And then the civil war is really about locking down, getting control, persecuting MAGA, persecuting loyal Americans, persecuting what they see as the counter-revolution. That's what they call us, counter-revolutionaries. And I've studied the Weathermen's operations, and that's what's been picked up officially now by the CIA and the left in this country, and Saul Alinsky and the Clark and Piven plan. So we know their plan. We know their tactics. We know their modern actual execution plan, not just their theoretical doctrine. And so I have their battle plans, their different scenarios, their overall philosophies. I mean, I know more about the globalists and their mindset and the communists and their different systems of control than most of their top people. Because most of them are just compartmentalized, do their job, follow orders, and are very decadent and you know, really don't work that hard. The proto-globalists were more professional and very much smarter. The current ones have gotten pretty sloppy. And again, when I say communist, that's the operating system for the grassroots. It's not a communist system. It's a totalitarian corporate technocracy, mad scientists, control grid, in their own words. And it's a mark of the beast, digital social credit score, panopticonic control system. And so, really thinking about this, I think it hinges on a lot of things, but they're just beta testing and probing right now that if they can get a revolution, even in winter, they'll do it. But statistically, you know, during the summer, riots are infinitely easier to start. Almost all revolutions start in July or August in history. And that's around the world. I mean, it happens in the summer. And so, let's just say big uprisings do. And so, I really think they need to kill Trump first. If they'd have killed Trump in Butler, when that happened over a year ago, they were going to blow up some black churches and colleges, shoot up some illegal alien facilities, blame it on angry Trump supporters, knock out some power grids, saying white supremacists did it, to try to tie Trump to white supremacy. It's like when they killed Kirk, they immediately said, oh, there's death threats at the black colleges. Just completely made up. Turned out that was fake. So you can see it all, folks. And remember, long before they ever said anything about black colleges, I said they're going to start telling you that, you know, the Trump supporters are going to attack black colleges. Because they just need some place where it's basically just black people so they can go kill a bunch of them. And they get everybody all pissed off. That's why I've been psychologically inoculating everybody every day saying, hey, when they blow up your college, like, it ain't Trump. It ain't me, okay? I mean, come on. You're smart. You can see what's going on here. But it doesn't matter if the black people don't go crazy. The whites are going to do it in their name, like we're seeing in Minnesota. And that is a big problem. We'll be right back.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, we died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, because she's...
Look, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Step one, launch
almost 10 years ago on the eve of the 2016 election. And it's more pertinent today than ever because the very same globalists still run NATO. And they're openly trying to drag us into full, complete war with Russia. And that's what all this Greenland stuff with Trump is about. I mean, we need Greenland. He talked about the first admin. The Pentagon has always wanted it. We have the endless leash, just like Guantanamo Bay, that both parties have to get out of it. Denmark claimed it had freedom. It didn't. The Chi-Coms are moving in. So on that level, it's the right move. But Trump's bizarre statements on the surface is exactly what I was predicting he was about to do. So it's trolling at one level, but that's just for public consumption. The real move I'll get to here in a moment. Trump will not rule out using force to take Greenland. When asked, he replied, no comment. The Pentagon has confirmed they've drawn up plans to take it by force. Now, I'm going to explain why that's happening as well. You want answers? I know what I'm talking about on this, all right? And he is playing 3D chess big time. Now, again, Trump is not 3D chess on all sorts of other things. I'm not putting him down. He's very smart. But when it comes to this, I know exactly what he's doing, and I'm explaining in a moment. I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your endless and tireless support over the years. We try to make it easy to be supporters with fabulous products that really enrich and empower your life. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. All sorts of really cool knives, collectibles, and the most important, the best supplements you're going to find anywhere. Whatever the highest rated is, whatever has the best studies, whatever has the 5-star reviews. We just approach the companies in almost every case. They let us private label it. When they don't, we just clone the product with another manufacturer and make it better. Real simple. But I'd say about 80% of the products, of the supplements, there's more than 30 of them on there now, are all just private labels. Just like when I got Kirk Elliott as a sponsor, I decided 26, 27 months ago, I said, yeah, I think silver and gold's about to do its big 10-year run. All the market factors and the industrial use of silver. I hadn't had a sponsor for 14 years, even though I had them knocking down my door. I'm not going to pitch something when it's not good. I'm going to bring silver and gold back. And my job was real easy. I said, who's the number one company in the U.S. that has the highest ratings? And he was number one and has the highest ratings and on its face sells wholesale. 100% know what it is every day. You know what you're getting? Cut and dry. Are you not pleased? It's the same thing with the damn supplements, folks. And I have family when they visit town. I have people in grocery stores. Just all the time. I mean, I get it at least once a week. Hey, listen, are those supplements, are those real? I'm thinking about getting those. Is that snake oil? And I'm just like, why in the hell would I sell you something that doesn't work? What, you think I want to just rip you off one time? No, I want to get in bed with you. I want a relationship with you. God almighty. Again, I've said this 1,000 times. If I was going to open a restaurant, and I did back in high school and college, working restaurants and waiters, and they would immediately make me a manager. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I know about it. But you're smart too. Again, what does a good salesman sell? Good things. The best salesman know to sell the best products. They sell themselves. A restaurant that was smart has high quality, good food with great service, great atmosphere at a reasonable price that's consistent. And then you got lines around the block. You have constant regulars. That's my philosophy in news, in products, in culture. And the vast majority of you sit there. I'm not bitching at you, but maybe 1% of our audience never buys anything. And we love you. You're the tip of the spear. You're the reason we can do all this and change the world together. The rest of you are really missing out. I mean, if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum, that's the very best. If you don't get our Shilajit or our CMOS, you're crazy. If you don't get our turmeric, that's the strongest out there. Anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, so good for you. You're crazy. I mean, quite frankly, you're nuts. And I had meetings with the accountants this weekend and with Bigley, hours and hours of them, and they said, Alex, you know, you don't run the company. You know, we're the sponsor. We listen to you, and we listen to you on products, but listen, you're the one keeps saying buy one, get one free, and you're the one that has sales going constantly. and we look at the numbers, we're making a lot of money gross, but we ain't really keeping any money. We have to stop this. And I said, I know, I've habituated the audience to always getting insane good deals. I'm going to have to come up with a new table of what our best sales will ever be versus regular prices, but just buy the products to support us. But I've been so ridiculous about it, and so have they. They're just as bad as me. And it has got a lot of new customers, repeat customers, but at a certain point, it's got to stop. Because routinely, the sales we have are loss leaders, and you just can't float the boat with a, you know, empty river. I mean, here's another example. Big sales going on the side, 40% off on things like the World War II modern version trench knife, 40% off. I mean, the thing's only got like 80% markup on it. So you can't run a company, you know, with 40% with all the stuff that goes on. Here's another example. I know these badass trucker hats cost them like 15 bucks a piece. Okay, they sell for like 25, 30. Limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat, free with every order. And they had this thing going since Thursday. I didn't notice it till Sunday, so I had them extend it one day today. But that's it. Every order gets one of these, limited edition, in there. So get yours now, thealexshowstore.com. But with the deals we got, we need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. So do yourself a favor, Mr. Sit on the Fency. I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you. Did I tell you gold and silver were going to at least double in the next couple of years? And then it's overperformed that, okay? Did I tell you it's the surest thing I ever saw? A lot of you have been listening for a long time. You heard me pitch silver and gold for 14 years now because it wasn't a good deal. This is a sure thing here, folks. As sure as it gets. Unless a meteorite blows the planet up next week or something. So, I am not going to steer you wrong. Get the methylene blue. We have the best. It is so good for you. It is so game-changing. 99% of people. I've given it to over 500 people, and three people I know didn't have any effect energy-wise. So that's more than 99%. 99-plus percent feel it within 30 minutes. But the real effect takes a few weeks to kick in. So good for your mind, so good for all your cells, so good for your telomeres. Just get a bottle of ultramethylene blue. Support the broadcast. Finally, because we got even more documents in and more depositions and things, we are about to file our huge, massive civil rights suit with conspiracy against rights, all the proof, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, you know, the law firms. I mean, and by the way, under the rules, we had to show them the suit a few weeks ago. And they went completely ape and threatened us and everything else with, you know, all this stuff they're going to do. Great. Because we got all the evidence up one side and down the other. But I'm taking on the big boys. So know this. The majority of the funding you send us buying products goes to the fight against the tyrants. And we are fully committed to that. They want this show off the air because I know what I'm talking about. That's why I get mad at the shows that are, you know, innuendo and conspiracy theories. I've never been a conspiracy theorist, folks. That's what the media calls me. That's a CIA term. I am an analyst. I'm a futurist. And I know what I'm talking about. And my guests know what they're talking about. You know my rule. Who do I have on all the time? People that are consistently right. I associate with people that got their acts together. And I can tell you, we know what we're doing. And this broadcast belongs to you. You built this. It's fighting for your future, my future, all of us collectively. But we can't do it without you. Make the commitment in this ocean of media and information. The bad guys particularly hate this show because we know what we're doing. We're steering people right. But we can't take these people on without you. I need your support. Word of mouth, prayer, and financial support. And I make it damn easy. This is a win-win. All you got to do is go to thealexshowstore.com and get the supplements. All right, I'm going to stop there. I'm just getting ready to go to war. I mean, we're going to depose hundreds of people. We've got research teams, hardcore top lawyers that are totally pissed, that have won giant judgments, you know, across the country over and over again, who can't even, who are, by the way, are obsessed with this case now because they can't believe it. We have the CIA, FBI running the attacks. We have all the proof. We have the leaks. We have whistleblowers. We have the documents. We have the depositions. I mean, this is just absolute. I mean, you know I'm in Crossfire Hurricane. You know I'm in Arctic Frost. It's all over the news. I'm in the top 30 people targeted by the deep state consistently. Because there's all, you know, every time stuff is declassified, I'm right there at the top. I'm always in there. And that's okay. People said, God, why don't you give up? No, I got in this knowing it'd be a fight. I'm just saying we are now on their ass, folks. You notice I'm still banned everywhere but X and Rumble. All these other people spewing totally made up crap that just discredits everything. They're not just on every other network. They're force fed and pushed to discredit everybody. And then I see these people that say, oh, Jones is criticizing this person because he's jealous. I love other talk show hosts that are telling the truth. I love other journalists that are fighting the globalists. They want to put me in prison and kill me. They want to enslave you. If there were a whole bunch of badass talk show hosts and we were totally winning right now, and there were people way better than me, I would quit right now. I'd say, hey, crew, you can run it. Who wants to come run the InfoWars Network? If people don't, I'd shut this son of a bitch down. I've been doing this 32 years in April, and I've poured my soul into it. And it's not that I don't want to keep doing it. It's that now it's all I do. When I sleep, all I do is dream about this. When I get up at 4 a.m., it's all I do. I am so completely committed now that I am a machine, and that I don't even think I could quit if I tried now. And it's frightening. And so I guess it's a good thing I'm so committed, but it's getting more intense. It's getting where I don't even, I'm a robot now. I still have all the emotions. My soul's stronger than ever, and my discernment is way more powerful. And my knowledge of things, and it's very painful to see people caught up in the system. And I just, it's not like I want to quit and want to stop. It's the opposite. I realize that if I don't pull back soon, I'll be completely, absolutely overtaken by this fight because there's already not much left of me. And by that, of the old Alex Jones, the guy that was funny, the guy that liked sunsets, the person that had, you know, things other than this. But I've always been mainly focused on fighting the globalists, but now it's all I can do. It's all I can think about. I mean, I just have dreams about fighting the globalists and all this technical stuff, and I work during my dreams, and I wake up during them, and I'm like, God, please let me just dream about something nice like I used to. Please, can I just have a little bit of rest? Can I just have some time where I'm not, you know, in this? And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that when I see people say Jones is criticizing Candace Owens because he's jealous of her. I like Candace. She's done a lot of great work. And I went and looked at what she was putting out and doing, and it was made up insane crap. We disproved it. Mitch Snow and Wachuca and the planes. And now she says, no, it's time traveling. And the government followed her as a kid and Charlie as a kid. And he got control of the secrets of the Mesopotamia or whatever. And like, and he is the holder of the keys, like Gozer the Traveler in Ghostbusters or something. And I'm just like watching this, and it's just like, it discredits everything. And so I was just honest about it, and I got pissed off about it. And, I mean, what do you expect me to do here? Doesn't mean I don't question TPUSA. It doesn't mean I don't think that there was other people helping kill Charlie. But when I looked at the whole attack by her and this whole group, it was take down TPUSA no matter what, hit them with all these other made-up things. And I could see that they were working with the Democrats, all these other Democrat podcasters and talk show hosts, and big tech boosting what she was doing. I didn't mean to single her out. She was just kind of the lead elephant, you know, stampeding this. And I just felt a responsibility. I mean, I do what God tells me. And the Holy Spirit's like, what she's doing wrong. She's wild-eyed enjoying it, bullying people. And I want you to go after. And you saw me at first, and I wanted to do it because I'm Mr. Don't Infight. Everybody knows that. But when our own people really are working for the other side, either consciously or unconsciously, I had a responsibility to do it. And that's the only reason I did that. And you know, it tore my guts out. And you notice I've not been, I didn't do much of a victory lap. I did a little bit with Fuentes, but it's not a victory lap. And then I saw people go, oh, well, she doesn't literally mean time travel. She doesn't literally mean, yeah, no, she said she literally believed it. And my point is that it gets more wild, more insane, more crazy each day. Next, she's going to tell you she's Santa Claus. And so that's why I said 5 weeks ago, I said, Candace, have you had a breakdown? Have you had a nervous breakdown? Because I knew she'd been given the stuff on Mitch Schnobe and a con artist, and I didn't want to bring that out. I wanted her to drop it. Don't drop the Charlie Kirk investigation. Just drop that. And she didn't. Her and her surrogates came after me. And I might have got a little emotional and, you know, pissed off about it because I don't like attacking people that have been traditionally on our side. But my problem is I get excited about anything I do. Once I do it, I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? So I want to see leaders and people that I know get it, that are dialed in, that are clicked in, and I'm out of here. You ain't going to see me no more. And I've told you this for decades. My mission is to become obsolete. My mission is to have so many people awake, so many people knowing what's going on, that they can't kill one or two of us and shut this down. We still have a lot of people who have a big general knowledge, big understanding of certain things, but they don't have the full spectrum knowledge to be able, like a hologram, you know, pull up all the different systems and pieces. I saw the host of Dark Waters the other day. He did a really good analysis. I like that guy because, like, he says this exactly what I'm thinking. It's like we're simpatico. It's the spirit, Holy Spirit. And he was, you know, describing, like, got this whole 3D model up, seeing all the pieces together, and you've got to, like, click to that to get it. And all I'm trying to do is get people to see what I'm seeing. I'm not up here on the mountain saying, man, I got all the answers, and aren't I great? I'm up here chewed up, shot up, bleeding, arrows sticking out of me. And I got a responsibility to keep fighting, and I'm just like, you know, how much do I have to be proven right about? How many times do I have to be proven right for people to listen to me? Okay? I'm giving you everything I got, okay? Everything I got. And I can't do it without your prayer. That's all I'm asking for, because I am, I'm the opposite of tired. I am consumed. And my knowledge is growing exponentially. And the problem is I don't have ways to describe things properly because they're so complex. And I know a lot of you are smart too. You have that same conundrum. And that's why we got the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us together. And that through that Spirit guiding us all together, that's how we're getting the synergy. And we're independent, but the oneness under Christ is the only way we're not going to blow the planet up. Because humans are made in the image of God. And you see, we're building God-like systems. Doesn't mean we're gods. We're made in the image of God. But we're like monkeys running around, you know, in a weapons factory with hand grenades or something. And if we aren't being guided by the Holy Spirit, which doesn't take our will, doesn't enslave us, doesn't turn us into automatons, but through that interface, we get guided into that symphony of God's system. That's the only way we're not going to all kill each other. And the Bible says the beginning of knowledge is sorrow. And with great knowledge comes great sorrow. And it's a very bittersweet, you know, the sorrow is sweet. It's bitter and sweet. The way I would describe it is the feeling of nostalgia. You know, nostalgia is a pain, but it's a good pain. And I've always had nostalgic thoughts. I know you do too, but now I'm just constantly in nostalgia. Constantly reassessing the past, reassessing things that happened to get clues to the current, the future. Because those who don't know history didn't repeat it. And I just feel the incredible will of our species and all we've been through and all the struggles and all the fights of our ancestors to then just give over our humanity and just let the satanic system come in and give us poison shots to attack our DNA and literally vandalize the code that God created. And I just am a fan of humanity. I'm such a supporter and lover and backer of one of God's greatest works. And I just hate seeing people hate humanity. I hate seeing people turn to the dark side. I hate seeing people that really just can't get that connection to God. They really need to burn out all the devil that's in them. And I'm not up here on some high horse, folks. Let me tell you something. Without God, I'd be the worst devil you can imagine. But through God, I have been reprieved. I have been saved. I have been jerked back. For with much wisdom comes much sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Boy, ain't that the truth. But the pain is completion. And on the other side of it is victory. But you get an idea of God's timelessness and God's loneliness. That's why God made sentient beings with consciousness and free will. Because God did not want to be alone. And you really, within the timelessness of that, can feel God's spirit of love and decency and perfection and beauty. But also you can feel the sadness in God's heart. I feel God's sadness every moment. And as sadness intensifies, I'm literally just like, God, I really, how much more discernment are you about to give me? Because I can't handle it. And I know why most people don't want to get involved in doing good, because it's scary to get involved in good. Evil comes after you. It's also scary to face all these bad things that are happening. But let me tell you something. The alternative to serving Satan is much worse. So just do what you're supposed to do, folks. But I wanted to be honest with you. I didn't get into the why Trump's doing what he's doing with these statements on Greenland. People say it's so crazy. There's a method of the madness there. That's coming up. I'm going to give the number out. Take your phone calls. Some of the other massive subjects straight ahead. Hour number two. Please stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Wordsworth, Romney, obsolescence.
You walk into this room at your own risk.
because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has gotten itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated because he's dealt out of flesh and because he has a mind.
You've been under investigation, Mr. Wordsworth, for the mandatory period of 1 year and 11 months. You're found to be obsolete. The purpose of this hearing is to make a finding in the matter and make a sentence accordingly. Do you understand that, Mr. Wordsworth? Your occupation, Mr. Wordsworth?
A librarian, sir.
A librarian? Having to do with books.
Yes, sir? Books.
Since there are no more books, Mr. Wordsworth, there are no more libraries. The field investigators in your sector have classified you as obsolete. Your rights are as follows, Mr. Wordsworth. You are to be liquidated within a period of 48 hours. You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins with printer's ink. The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
The Chancellor, the late Chancellor, was only partly correct. He was obsolete. But so is the state, the entity he worshipped. Any state, any entity, any ideology that fails to recognize the worth, the dignity, the rights of man, that state is obsolete.
Now, I told you many years ago that we would beat the globalist system that was going to fall apart. We knew that for sure just because of God's promise and knowing humanity's destiny. But when China, 17 years ago, totally broke with the globalists, I said, that's it. It'll fall apart. It'll take time, though. Could be decades. Could be sooner. And now, before Trump got reelected, I said, look, he's going to win. It's going to be a giant landslide. It'll look like a small landslide because of the fraud. And I said, they will then admit that the neoliberal, that's what they call it, New World Order is dead. That's now all over the Financial Times, all over Wall Street Journal, New York Times. They admit it's over. Carney, who's top globalist, they installed in Canada, was just in China last week. He pledged allegiance to Xi Jinping. And when the reporter said, well, what did that mean? The New World Order with Canada and China and the EU. He said, well, that's going to be the EU, China and us against the America. So there's a power vacuum now, and everything's up for grabs. And if we don't grab the Panama Canal, and if we don't push into Venezuela, and if we don't get into Greenland, we've just handed it all over. And you could say, well, God, that sounds imperial. Well, what do you think all this is? The point is, this is America running its own affairs. And if we don't get control of our hemisphere, we're done. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Well, it was 26 months ago. We should go pull that interview and re-air it. Then I got Dr. Kirk Elliott on, who is a sponsor, but that's a side issue. He's a top economist, 25-year company, overnight success story. That's a joke. Number one silver gold broker in North America. Economist. And I knew it was time to get back in after 14 years of not promoting silver and gold because it was speculative before that. It's not speculative now. All the indicators are in one direction. It'd be like if they put 10,000 pounds of TNT up on the side of a cliff and drilled into it, and then people said, well, which way will the rocks fall? They're going to fall down. This is not rocket science, folks. The only question is, how much does it go up? It's a global all-time high again today, $95 an ounce for silver. And all the indicators are for silver and gold, all the major institutions are flooding in right now. Soon the public's going to figure this out. And when the retail buyer gets involved, Katie, bar the door. Still, the retail population has not figured it out. And despite that, places like Costco are running out of silver. The exchanges are running out. The minute the general public figures this out, you're going to have exponential price increases, and your problem will be getting it. But that's not why Kirk's here. When he leaves us at the bottom of the hour, I will get to the big Greenland situation and why that's so important. They're calling Trump completely insane for the letter he issued. This is 3D chess. Trump is not 3D chess on everything, but in geopolitics, he's 3D chess. On economics, he's 3D chess. And I know exactly what he's doing, why he's doing it. I'll explain after Kirk leaves us. But we have exponentially more incredible developments day to day. Kirk is very busy, very hard to get on. Dr. Elliott, let's go over the latest developments and what we're seeing here as this unfolds.
Yeah, I mean, it's daily, even on a holiday when the markets aren't open, silver's soaring, right? So Eric Sprott, brilliant metals guy, analyst, has his own company. He's calling for $300 silver. So there's an article that was written about his video.
By the way, what did I say last week? I said I see 300.
You did
this year.
Yes, you did. Sorry, go ahead. Yes, you did. And I'm the king of understating things, right? I mean, I think that we were going to hit $200 by the end of this year. We could possibly absolutely blow through that. Remember a couple weeks ago, I said, we're going to be $100 before the end of this month. And we're at 95 right now. I think what's happening is this paradigm shifting moment of where, and you nailed it in your first comments here. This is not a speculative run. This is true fundamental supply and demand. You know, what was speculative in the past? The Hunt brothers, they were speculators trying to corner the market. That was a speculative run. In 2010, when silver went from 12 to 48, a 4X increase in like 9 months, that was a speculative run.
And I told listeners at the time, with economists I had on, they were honest too. They said, listen, this is a get in, get out thing. We told them this is speculative, and we told them at the top, get out. So this is a totally different animal.
And we did as a firm. We got out of silver when it was at, and we rolled into gold, and then gold from 2011 till 2020, we were in gold. So people think, oh, Kirk is just a silver guy. No, I'm not. I don't care. I don't care which metal we're in as long as it's the one that's outperforming.
Well, you said when you first came on 26, 27 months ago, folks, don't touch gold, go silver. It's what, almost double performed gold? It's the number one investment in the world. It was the perfect, you nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, last year, silver was up 147%, gold was up 60 something. Okay, it outperformed. This year, year to date, Alex, these numbers are astronomical off the charts. Silver is up 32.45% year to date. It's January 19th. It's like, oh my word, we're up 32% in the first 2.5 weeks of the year. Gold's up 8.2%. Not too shabby, but what does that mean? Silver is outperforming gold by a factor of four times faster growth than gold. So why not be in silver, right? So we are now. Eric Sprott, brilliant analyst, right? So his thesis is $300 silver. That's what you said. Mine was $200. So here's why. I want to just go over some bullet points of why. So when we are looking at a physical shortage of silver, this isn't speculation like 2010. This isn't speculation like the Hunt brothers. In 2010, we didn't have ETFs, Alex. We didn't have AI chips. We didn't have cryptocurrency mining. We didn't have electric vehicles, really, in 2010. This is now an actual supply and demand physical shortage of silver.
And we didn't have Trump and other governments creating a floodgate of monetizing and bringing silver in as an open investment.
Yes, absolutely. So you look at where America is headed with Trump putting silver on the critical materials list, right, for national security reasons, which is why he's looking at Greenland for national security reasons, right? And you're going to talk about that when I'm done here, but I want to address Greenland just a little bit, why this is causing a massive potential supply shortage in silver, which is going to cause the price to go up even further.
Not
right?
to mention, but, as you predicted, Venezuela, but please do, yeah.
Venezuela, yeah. So there's impossible demand math here. Impossible, right? So global mine supply, like we talked about a couple of shows ago, is 800 million ounces annually. India, in October alone, bought 55 million ounces. Annualized, that's 660 million ounces. Wait a second. India is on pace to do probably 80% of the global mining supply every single year. This is impossible math. You look at the short positions that Bank of America has, upwards of Citi, about 4.4 billion ounces of silver in short position, with 830 million ounces annual production. This is impossible math. Ultimately, you run out. And what are they going to do when people that own those short positions want physical delivery? They're not going to get it, Alex. This is why the prices keep going up, right? So COMEX is actually running out of silver. Why is COMEX running out of silver? The last article I sent you that we were talking about talks about what China's offering for silver right now. It's about $103 an ounce today. They are offering $103 an ounce when silver is 90, 95. Why would they offer that much more? Why would they put export controls on silver for the rest of the world? Because they're out, Alex. This is why they're out. They want to be the first in line offering a massive premium when people are selling, locking in their profits, which is premature. People should not do that right now. But some people are. They're not educated. They're just selling, locking in profits. And China is the first one to gobble it up at $103 an ounce. So what are hedge funds, what are big banks doing? They're unloading COMEX to ship it to China. Because if you can buy in America at $95 an ounce, sell it in China the same day for $103, that's instant.
And you explained this a month ago. I forget the exact number, but didn't they offer like 90 when it was 80? It's the same thing. They want first dibs. They know where the market's going. So this is basically the real price of silver in the market is 103 right now.
Exactly. And so because China is where the strength is headed in the physical markets, right? Because they're the massive manufacturer of the world still. They're the largest producer of silver in the world still, right? And so when their price is 103, to me, that's the actual price, right? Because that's where the markets are headed. Now, what Trump is doing is absolutely incredible. And this is where we're going to have even more shortages coming up, like in a big, big way. So let's say that you're COMEX. Why would you send metals to London to fulfill their shortfall?
They're not going
to
do it.
No, with Trump's tariffs on because of Greenland, right? What does Trump want to slap on the European Union? 10 to 25% tariffs, right? So if you're going to fund the shortfall in London, it's almost like, who cares? Who cares if the price that they're offering is like China, $103 an ounce, which it's not, but let's say that it were. If you send it to London to fulfill their shortfall and Trump slaps a 25% tariff on the EU, you're going to have to pay an extra 25% to get it back, maybe next month.
This is open economic warfare. And
absolutely.
And Trump said the lawsuits against U.S. companies, the censorship is the real reason he's doing all this. So there's some very smart thinking there.
Yeah, so here's where there's already a shortfall. We've already addressed this numerous times. You don't have to go over it again.
A monstrous shortfall that only cascades into the future.
Yeah, and now with potential for tariffs, there's not a single wise, operationally management-type silver producer that's actually going to send silver to London, if they know that if they're going to get it back to fulfill demand in America.
So you're saying their exchange will run out, which has already basically happened before triggering the latest run. Yeah. So what do the numbers show? When is that? When do they run out? How do they try to cover that up with another glitch claiming the lights went off or something?
Well, potentially, I mean, we don't know exactly when it runs out, but here's the math. 813 million ounces of production a year globally through all the mines, $4.4 billion in short positions, which aren't long-term positions. Like these are usually 3 months.
Yeah, but China wouldn't be paying a giant premium if they didn't know.
I know.
So what does their move signify? What do they think the timeline is?
By them paying that much right now, probably in a matter of half a year or less would be my guess. Right, because why would you pay a 10% premium for something if you were not concerned about it? You wouldn't, right? So you would just wait. You would just wait till futures contracts expire, which are like probably 90 days out, and you would just, you know, go through normal business.
And let's be clear, there's also a rare earth mineral battle between Trump and China. Now we're the U.S. is just going into the markets, buying it up, even though it was mined by China. That's going to drive this up as well because it's part of that basket.
Absolutely. I mean, this is absolutely correct. And this is why Trump, in his wisdom right now, signed the executive order last week to actually put price floors on silver for other countries. Why? He's trying to negotiate deals with other countries outside of China in the BRICS nation saying, hey, if you're a producer of silver, here, we'll put a price floor on it.
Now, let's be clear. China went in and made all the deals. Undercut us. Trump is going directly and cutting them off right now.
Yeah, and going to other countries saying, if you will sign negotiate with us to get us silver because it's now a critical material that we need for national security, we're going to put a price floor on it. So you don't need to worry about it. See, what is that going to do? It's going to absolutely cut off China from the knees. They stopped exporting already. So Trump is saying, all right, we don't need China. I'm going to cut deals with other countries, put a price floor on it so we can continue to get it in. Now, the fact that China, which is the largest exporter of silver on the planet, is no longer exporting silver to the rest of the world, massive supply issue. Add to that Trump's tariffs, potential tariffs on the EU because of Greenland. London, as we talked about, Alex, all roads lead to London in the metals markets. In the financial world, all roads always lead to London. They aren't going to get their supply. Not only are they not going to get it from China, they're not going to get it from COMEX. And now here's us as investors. Here's the manufacturers of the world being Sony, Samsung, LG, Lockheed Martin, which is actually a matter of national security, right? How about the nuclear industry? What about AI chips? These are all needed for national security, right? So Trump is trying to shore up supply, but that doesn't matter because it is not going to go through London. So for people like us, we're going to ultimately run out of supply. Now, this is going to cause the price to go up a lot. I mean, we're
and that's a total no brainer. So, privately, you've been projecting the numbers we're at. You always, under promise, over deliver. But looking at this, if you look at all of the amplification effects, the inflation, the industrial uses, the trade wars, the cutoff of major silver supplies, one of the biggest suppliers in the world, Venezuela, all that. What is the term in economics? So there's different ones. I just kind of a man of the streets that's learned this watching. I don't have all the technical terms in my mind, but I see how it all intersects. What is it called where something gets so hot and it's not available and it goes up so high that it then crashes and kind of destroys the market? Well, that's a tulip. Nobody, that's a mania. You don't need tulips to live. With silver right. in all the computers, you can't. So I don't see there's any way that even an overheating somehow makes people pull back from it. I see it creating the run of runs. I think we're about, and look, I think, who knows what silver might do. It might shoot up to $1,000 an ounce and then plunge back down to 500. It doesn't matter, folks. I mean, the point is, all I see is bull. I just see bull market. The question is, how violent and volatile will it get? Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is accurate. I mean, you talked about the tulip mania. That was a Dutch bubble in tulips way back in the day, right? Hundreds of years ago. We saw tech stocks in 2000 went through a speculative bubble. Most things that we see are speculative bubbles. They're not tied to supply and demand, right? Whether it's tech stocks or AI chips or Nvidia, all these things that we're seeing, they're not necessarily manias. But they're certainly bubbles that are caused by excess capital entering the market.
They're definitely gold. I'll call them gold rushes.
Yeah, it's like a gold rush, right? But this is not that. This is true supply and demand. This is so different than anything that we've experienced in the past. Because could you get by in life without a stock? Sure, you could. Could you get by in life without silver? I kind of doubt it.
I was about to use the analogy of oxygen. Oxygen's not a tulip. For industry, no. For computers, for our satellites, for weapons, this is like oxygen. To robots and computers, this is oxygen. So a giant bubble in this is not only is even an issue.
Yeah, I mean, who knows how high the prices go? I mean, at that point, how much will manufacturers pay if they go out of business without silver? It's not like this flat screen TV behind me is made of 100% silver. It's not. And people said, Kirk, this is insane. This is going to put everything that we buy out of reach if silver goes to $1,000 an ounce. It's like, no, it won't. That TV probably has 2 ounces of silver in it. So Sony's going to have to raise the prices on it.
Well, bottom line is, it either continues to grow historically best investment or it could go completely bonker town. And we'll tell people, you'll tell them, hey, we're in speculative market here. If silver hit $500 by next year, I would imagine you'd come on here and say, you might want to sell some, folks. I don't think, I think we're being conservative here.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the ratio trade that we've been talking about, right? Ultimately, I don't care, Alex, if we're in gold or silver. I don't. I want to be in the one that's outperforming, the one that's doing better, right? And it happens to be silver right now. But even, you know, we've talked about ultimately we are going to lock in profits in silver, roll them into gold. And then as gold outperforms because central banks are going into it and so forth, we will be in the right place at the right time the majority of the time. Now, Bank of Montreal just this morning did something. It's like, okay, this is amazing. They warned that the silver gold ratio is going to approach a historic bottom. Okay, this is what we've been talking about. What's the historic bottom? It's like 20 to 1 historically, but modern day, this was in 2010, it got to 30 to 1, meaning it takes 30 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Where is it today? Around 50. Where was it around Christmas time? Close to 80. That ratio is shrinking. So as it approaches, according to Bank of Montreal and what I've been saying for 2 years, we are going to approach this bottom. It means silver is going to dramatically outperform gold, which as we see already year to date, it's up 32%. Gold's up 8%. It is growing by a factor of 4 times faster than gold. Now, gold gets all of the media attention.
I know. I have family and listeners go, why don't you like gold? And I'm like, I love gold. Silver is the thing that has been
it is
underperforming.
I love gold too. I love it too.
It's the one that's suppressed. So let's pitch this now. Folks, you can call, get a free consultation. You can also roll over financial instruments. This is the surest thing out there. The number one investment the last 2 years has been silver. Number two is gold, and it's a far behind that. Kirk Elliott's the top rated with the certified best prices. You know what wholesale is every day. That's what you're getting. You can sell it back with no charge. Nobody does that. Kirk can only do this because of he's so huge now. The scalability, his profits are so small. But I go with him, even though we get a fraction of the sponsorship, because I will not rip you off, folks. It's not rocket science. People selling you numismatic, collectible stuff, it's a lie, folks. You can look at wholesale. You can know what you're getting. That it'll be online, you know, every day. Here's wholesale. You get it from Kirk at that. Now, notice what you're getting from him for silver. You know, I guess there's a little bit of the wholesale, $97 or whatever an ounce. Go somewhere else. Oh, it's a collectible. It's $150 in a coin. I mean, you know, no, this is not rocket science, folks. Listen to me. Go to Kirk Elliott right now. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. 720-605-3900. Kirk, tell people how they get in touch with you and what you're offering.
Yeah. So go to that link that we made for you or call us at that number. And here's what you can do. You can roll over your IRA. You can roll over an old 401k. You can roll over a current 401k if you're over 59 and a half. Get out of paper, right? Like we've talked about before, this with Trump's tariffs, that's going to not do good for the stock market. It's going to do great, great for precious metals. With the Japanese bond market collapsing, great for precious metals. Get out of paper, roll into physical, tangible gold and silver, IRAs, 401ks, cash accounts, brokerage accounts, we can help you with it. Whether you take delivery of it or you store it, up to you. We'll navigate through that with you.
I mean, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make a drink. I know you got to go, and I got to cover other news, but do 2 more minutes with us. I want to ask how the Japanese getting rid of that trade has helped contribute to this as well. When we come back with Hunter Kirk Kelly, we'll be right back. Stay with us. This is so important, folks. You may not care about silver and gold, but it cares about you.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy.
This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, after Kirk leaves us here in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you what's really going on with Greenland. And when I tell you this is what's going on, just watch. This is so important to understand. This is 3D chess by Trump. Now, my enemies will take a clip of me saying Trump is not 3D chess on other issues. It'd be like Tom Brady saying he's 3D chess as a quarterback. Maybe he's not 3D chess as a downhill skier. You know, Trump has blind spots. So do I. Okay? I get big theoretical plans and things. I'm not, you know, good at little minutia. So when I say that, I know Trump's MO. But on this, he is a savant. And he's got a bunch of the other top people around him. And he, and Dr. Elliott's an economist. He's been predicting this, and it's been happening. So I want to finish up here with the question I asked during the break. But also, as these different exchanges in the COMEX run out, Will they have to close at some point, as you predicted months ago, and it goes directly to government sales? And you predict now the Pentagon's moving into silver smelting and is talking about securing silver mines around the world as now that it's a national security issue. And, I mean, I just see wild, wild gold rushes, pun intended, silver rushes, not out of hype, but just you lay the numbers out. I mean, 10 years to get a big mine going, they have like a fraction of the silver they need just for industrial uses. Then you have global inflation, and then you have all this, the rest of this going on. My Lord, I mean, I think we've been very conservative here, and I know they don't have the tricks with the naked shorting up their sleeves. You've got the big central banks and brokerage firms already caught trying to do that with their butts hanging out. So what will that do to the fiat economy as this all unfolds? And then a lot of analysts say, well, Trump's going to create a new stock market, bull run. But could that fall apart? And then what does that do if it does fall apart? I'm not an economist like you, but that would only push silver and gold up even more. So it's like any avenue you go down, we go from explosive growth to absolutely parabolic insane growth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not convinced that the stock market's going to keep going up. This is the reason why. The global growth over the last 40 years, Alex, has been because of 0% interest rates in Japan. Meaning, you can buy the Japanese yen at zero, get that money, and instant arbitrage, invest in U.S. treasuries, European treasuries, U.S. stock market, and make a profit, right? So this is what big banks, hedge funds have been doing for 40 years. Japan, because of their inflation, had to start jacking up their interest rates. Alex, the first time in 30 years, interest rates are higher than they've been in 30 years in Japan. The carry trade is over, which means what? Global stimulus, which has caused global growth in the stock markets globally, is over. Literally, it's over. There is no more carry trade. Right. So that means countries are going to be left to their own devices to try to stimulate their own economy because that is done. You get to a point where it goes too high. You ultimately have to pay the piper. Japan has to pay the piper. They can't afford the inflation in their own country. So they had to raise interest rates. Alex, I think we're going to see a correction in the stock market. Even if Trump brings jobs back, people are working, wages are going up. He makes America better, but the stock market is not just a U.S. centric thing. It is a global market that people from all over the world invest into stock markets, right? And the yen carry trade is going to have dramatic implications on that, which are going to have dramatic implications on tangible assets like gold and silver. The opposite, though. Gold and silver go up, equities, bonds probably come down. And that's how I see it. I mean, You look at these things and it's like, I don't understand why people think, oh, this is going to keep going on. This is going to continue. Not when the global financing has ended. There's a difference. This is a paradigm shifting moment where we're now moving away from money creation as we've known it, from central bank fiat based money creation, to even central banks saying, hey, we want to start backing our currency with something tangible, something real, right? And Trump is even looking at one step further, right? The 3D chess that you talked about, we're going into a digital economy. So yeah, let's attach the US dollar to stable coins on the blockchain, right? To create demand for the US dollar that wasn't there before, right? So Trump is doing everything he can do with the political headwinds that he has to stimulate the U.S. economy. But I think a lot of it is going to be so difficult because the yen carry trade is over that I think we all feel the dramatic hit of that. So in the meantime, just take advantage of these markets, allocate into tangible assets. This is why part of the reason why gold and silver are going up so much. It's my take on it.
I mean, it really is an amazing time to be alive. And again, even if people aren't in silver and gold, it signals just huge seismic developments in the global economy. And you have the Fed chairman under criminal investigation for lying about the $3 billion renovation. Obviously, that is pressure on him. Now they're probably going to at least do a quarter basis point again.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, will it be too late? What is your prognosis? Trump, even if there's a correction, thinks by the middle of next year there's a turnaround. We're seeing some signs of the economy turning around. What's your real prognosis?
I think that the Jerome Powell will do another quarter point rate reduction before he leaves in the next few months to add to his legacy, right? He's got to do this, to try to stimulate the economy, or else he's going to go down as a horrible Fed chair, right? Under potential scrutiny for overspendings, you know, all the stuff that's happening. So he'll lower interest rates. That will cause gold and silver to go up. That could actually benefit the stock market temporarily. And another reason why I think is because of the political ramifications. We're going into an election year. People vote with their wallets, Alex. So lowering the interest rates right now is going to have a lot of political backing behind it to get this economy kind of cooking while people are deciding who they want to vote for.
KEPM.com/gold 720-605-3000. Call, get the free consultation now. They are super low pressure. In fact, I told them they should pressure more because I've called myself. It's kind of hard to get them to sell you something. But like you said, you're people focused, not profit focused. I could have four or five times the sponsorship if I rip people off. It's real simple, folks. They sell gold and silver at wholesale. They buy it back with no charge. Nobody that's big does that. This is the place. They're number one rated, highest ratings, because they're the best. That's what I bring you. You can bet your bottom dollar on it and just prove it to yourself by the facts. If you listen to me, a lot of you did, 26 months ago, how much is silver up 26 months?
Oh, my word. It was $28 an ounce January 1st of 2025. 2 years ago is probably in the low 20s. I mean, literally, we're at 95. People have tripled over the last couple of years. Tripled, Alex. This is amazing.
Yeah, guys, put the graph, put a 3-year graph up for silver. Let's look at 3 years. Like they say in Gladiator, says, "Are you not entertained?" I say, "Are you not empowered? Have you not been steered right?" I mean, how many times we got to do this, folks? This is just like absolutely insane. Do you agree with me in closing that we haven't really seen the retail public even figure this out yet, and that rush hasn't even started?
Hasn't even started. We're starting to see people with fear of missing out start to get in. That's the retail. But no, this is still completely like 90% industrial demand for silver. Wait, just wait until the retail public gets in and there's going to be nothing available. This is where you start to see like the parabolic phase in growth. If you look at the chart now, it looks parabolic. No, this goes to limits and amounts that we only dreamed possible. This is what happens in bull markets when the public.
But that is the beginning of a parabolic chart.
Yes, it is. It's starting to go straight up.
Thank you, Kirk.
You bet. We'll talk soon.
Now, I told you Trump would win. I told you in 2020 they were going to steal it. People got really pissed. And I'm telling you what's going on with Greenland right now. I'm not reaching, into the sky at night and pulling down some magic, thing. This is massive research, geopolitical understanding that would take months to even explain, okay? But last night, Trump puts out this letter to NATO and to Denmark that on paper controls part of Greenland. And Greenland's a third the size of the United States. It's like three or four Texases, three and a half Texases, a couple of Alaskas. It's got tens of trillions of oil and gas around it. But more importantly, it's right up by the North Pole to be able to put missiles on, because it would take three times longer to hit from the U.S., China, and others with nukes than he would there. If we don't get it, they're going to move in. And we already have a deal since the 50s. We protected it during World War II and kicked the Nazis off of it. So we have, just like with Guantanamo Bay, you ask, how do we have this big base in Cuba? Well, since Spanish-American War in 1898, we have a treaty, and then that passed on to the government of Cuba when they became independent. And then once Fidel got in, the contract says both sides have to agree to get out. So we have the same contract for naval bases and Air Force bases, then Army Air Corps in Greenland. Denmark claimed, oh, you're free, like these royals always do, the British do it too. Oh, Australia, you're free. Oh, Canada, you're free. Though our inspector general, though our governor general can overturn your parliament when they want. So that's now being forced. Now Denmark's like, well, we have clauses where we can actually run you. And Trump's like, we're funding 80% of NATO. We've done all this. We've already been protecting Europe. This is horse crap. We are going to take control of this because China has been moving in with their businesses and their government. They put leftists in charge of the 45,000 population, the two towns they've got. And so we know those spies are there. We know that's happening. We know they got Russian and Chinese ships and submarines all around it. And it's a strategic situation. So this isn't America going to grab Iraq to give the oil to China or something. No, this is the Panama Canal. It's Venezuela. It's Greenland, folks. And everything that goes around controlling the Arctic Circle. So that's the political reason. But Trump isn't obsessed with the stupid Nobel Prize. He's using that to beat the EU and NATO over the head that have refused to do a peace deal with Russia the last year and have said they're going to keep fighting no matter what. And then Trump needs a way to get in NATO's face and to point out to the American people that we're in a confrontation with NATO as a pretext to pull out. Not, again, you don't want a pretext. We're getting out of NATO because you're holding us hostage with war with Russia. We're getting out of NATO because they are the new Soviet Union, the EU. No, it's, oh, you don't want us to have that. And now NATO sent paltry troops, France and Germany and England, a few hundred troops there. It's a joke. This is about Trump changing the subject away from if he pulls support to the war with Russia, which he's already basically done, they go, oh, you're a Russian agent. But Trump does this, gets NATO to come out and attack him, put troops in, say, now America's our enemy. Now Trump can completely change the subject over to why are we supporting NATO? And NATO is saying, if you go in to Greenland, you have violated the article of NATO invading a NATO state, even though Greenland is not part of NATO. They're claiming via Denmark it is. So Trump, I can't believe they took the bait on this. And I knew this weeks ago. I didn't want to say it, but I think they figured it out now, so I'll say it. This is how amateur they are. They haven't even figured out that Trump is setting them up to kick us out of NATO. Again, we pay for almost all of it. Europe has nuclear weapons. The Russians aren't going to invade Europe. It's been Europe pushing up to Russia's lines. You can see the maps since 91, NATO expansion encircling them. It's insane. And all the geopolitical analysts agree we should have a Russia-U.S. alliance. We want to split them off from China. This is empowered BRICS, what's going on. It is terrible. And so by Trump putting out this thing on the surface that his supporters say is trolling, and it is at one level, the left says is totally insane that he is bonker town, saying, you didn't give me my peace prize when I stopped eight conflicts. So you must want war. And so because this is the best thing economically for America and our security, then I may go ahead and send troops in just to grab it. But what it's really about is the fact that Europe wants war with Russia. NATO and the EU, one body, want this. They want to drag us into it. So Trump is using this as a microcosm of the whole thing, saying, I wanted peace, but you don't want peace. And so you refuse to end the war with Russia and make this deal. So I'll just go to pure hemispheric power and grab Venezuela and grab the Panama Canal and grab Greenland, just illustrating how powerless and pathetic you are. And then that sets the new tripolar world with the U.S. as the main dominant force, but China and Russia as sub-forces and fully demotes the EU to where it already is, demographically, economically, a joke. So that's why Trump did this, and it's very sarcastic. Oh, well, you didn't want peace come up on the continent, so now you get this. And what he's saying is, now I'm going to rub your face in it. I'm going to piss on you, and I'm going to show you who the boss is. And it is a masterstroke. It is 3D chess in this case. His tariff deals, all of it, have been masterful. Because they weren't just, people go, oh, God, he puts big tariffs on and then cuts them down by 80% or 70%. He gets economic and cultural and military and political acquiescence out of it. He gets the world to align with us. And out of all the countries hit with tariffs, upwards of 90% joined us. He just went in this power vacuum globally with China, Russia, the EU, what's left of the British Empire, all of the EU. He just went in and created a crisis because we were already being one-sided screwed with one-sided trade deals. So they started it. He ended our acquiescence, our surrender to that, and then he flipped it all around and got $20 trillion now pledged, $9 trillion already invested. You go up the plain all over the U.S., particularly Texas in the South, Tennessee, Florida, Georgia, Alabama. I mean, it's just giant factories everywhere. You go up in a plane from Austin, it's just like, holy mackerel. I mean, you're coming in at 20,000 feet, you're looking down, it's just factories everywhere. And you fly into the South in places, it's the same deal. But he's hitting factories built in Illinois and factories built in, you know, everywhere else and out West. So it's real, folks. The question is, do you want instant gratification? Because that doesn't exist in this world. Or do you recognize what's happening? So people look at this letter and they go, this is insane. No, he's saying you didn't want peace. You rejected my deal with Russia. So now I will just start grabbing stuff and pushing you around, because he's letting them know what the U.S. leaving NATO looks like. And they've totally taken the bait and said, fine, we're going to kick you out. And Russia has said, great, we'll control our sector. You control yours. They're all mad at Putin. The media's like, God, Putin's letting Trump take Venezuela. He doesn't have a choice. And we don't have a choice attacking Russia. They'll nuke us. It's like, it's realism, folks. But yeah, Trump trolls them. They all call him insane. The Atlantic Monthly, the CIA publications are just like, oh my God, this guy's the worst thing ever. No. You guys sold out our power. You guys set us up. China double-crossed the globalists. You guys are the losers. Trump's coming into the vacuum and not just winning, but dominating. Yeah, China can have its little sphere. Russia can have its. But the U.S. is already dominating the new global order. That's why Carney went over to China last week and said, no. I was going to be with the U.S., but we're now with China and the EU against America in the new world order. They're talking about their new world order was an intensification of their old world order. This is the end of their new world order and a whole new global order. Trump to Norway, no Nobel, no Greenland. The letter that has shocked Europe. When you read what Trump really says, he explains it all, but there's the spin, the telegraph. It's the British Empire, I guess, and followed Russia. Trump has just handed Putin the prize he's always wanted. Oh, the end of the world-based order? The fact that Russia can control its sector? That's already where it is. You already failed Europe. You already had your war with Russia. You already blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. You're already collapsing. You lose. You're not going to suck us in to prop up your failure against Russia. No, in this vacuum, the U.S. leaps ahead of everyone, including China. And then Russia, quite frankly, is like a super hot supermodel with her legs up behind her ears, saying, you get all the rare minerals. We want to deal with you. That makes perfect sense. Let's have free market. Let's go to space. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Like Elvis Presley, get your coat and let's start walking. And I've been on national Russian TV, and I've told them years ago, I said, the Trump policy is you're the sexiest girl on the block, the biggest country in the world, the most resources, rare earth minerals, the most oil, the most gas, everything. We want to work with you. And the Russians are like, that sounds good. So this is renaissance, not war. But Trump's also got the biggest military, so nobody can play games. Peace of strength. Trump pens deranged letter to Europe saying he will not think purely of peace. It's not deranged. They don't want peace. Trump's insane new threat leaves no doubt. It's time for the 25th Amendment. Oh, saying he's insane. Remove him. Trump links his push for Greenland to not winning Nobel Prize. He's using this as a metaphor that they want to continue in Europe war with Russia. Let's read his letter. Dear Jonas, considering your country, this is Denmark, decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize, the Nobel guy, the dynamite inventor, for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant. That's the main thing. So he says, it's still his main goal, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. So he's saying, I was going into American interest to get a peace for you guys, but you won't do it. Denmark cannot protect their land from Russia or China. And why do they have a right of ownership anyways? There are no written documents. It's only that a boat landed there hundreds of years ago, but we had boats landing there also. And we have a deal, Trump, after World War II. I have done more for NATO than any other person since the founding, and now NATO should do something for the United States. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland. Thank you, President DJG. And he's saying, you guys don't want peace? That's fine. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to muscle in and show everybody what a joke you are. And he's going to move a giant military base. We already have it, but he's going to turn into an armed camp to take over the Arctic and to, you know. And to the Russians, he's like, okay, we won't build your borders anymore. You have your area, but we're going to move in right here. And Russia's like, go ahead. Putin's like, yeah, take it. Because Russia wants to industrialize and move forward. They've already industrialized, but I mean hyper-industrialized. China is the big issue. This is about cutting China off. So there's your bottom line on that. It's very sophisticated. Nick Shirley is going to be joining us with major updates on massive new fraud he found in Minnesota and other areas. He's also been out to Greenland and got some incredible interviews. Folks there overwhelmingly want the U.S. to come in. What do you think Manifest Destiny is? How do you think the U.S. expanded from the East Coast to the West Coast? How do you think we got Hawaii and Alaska? That wasn't globalists. That isn't neocons. Trump is back to what made America great. And we have to innovate. We have to cut taxes. We have to get more money in. We've got to get more resources. And Trump's being honest about it. If he doesn't do this, we're screwed. We lose dollar reserve currency. The U.S. implodes, and we go into a hell. Trump's making all the right moves. And the deals he makes with countries, he empowers them when they make even more money. So you back Trump or you're suicidal. It's that simple. All right. Nick Shirley, straight ahead. Then your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com. friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Nick Shirley is on fire, and we're going to be going to him at 6 after when the stations join us. He's followed a bunch of huge new investigative reports. He's had a deep state operative trying to set him up. And so much more. I'll get his take on Nick Sordor almost getting killed yesterday and so much more with the mighty Nick Shirley, Nick Shirley on X. This is a 51-minute must-watch report, one of his latest that dropped. Here's just the first 5 minutes or so of this segment where they just discovered massive new fraud. Here it is.
I'm asking
you. No. You don't ask me nothing.
$2.25 million.
Get out. Are we the only community that does fraud?
How can they say this building was closed?
Do you guys know where Advanced Mobility is?
Advanced Mobility?
Yeah. We're looking for it. Never heard of it?
They know we're shining the light on the fraud, and they have no defense.
Would you like to see anybody in the government here held accountable?
Most definitely, because there can definitely be an allocation of funds.
The Minnesota fraud scandal continues to get worse and worse as billions of dollars of fraud has been exposed, and as I showed the world the blatant fraud taking place at daycares and other locations across Minnesota, it became the most viewed video expose on the internet and created instant change within the government as the Fed sent thousands of federal agents to Minnesota, and the HHS froze over $185 million in all payments to childcare. And while politicians like Tim Walz call people like me white supremacist and far-right delusional conspiracy theorists for exposing the fraud, meanwhile, he actually dropped out of running for re-election. The Minnesota fraud scandal has erupted the nation as protests and riots took place, all starting because daycares like Quality Learning Center were exposed. However, the daycares is only a small portion of the fraud taking place in Minnesota. In this video, I will take you into what has continued to allow this fraud to happen and connect all the dots for you, exposing all the fraud from strange connections of the business owners and the politicians who have openly admitted to the fraud on live TV. And to dive deep into the fraud, I met back up with the local David, who has been investigating this widespread fraud scandal for years. So here in Minnesota, you have daycare fraud, you have adult daycare fraud, you have healthcare fraud, and you even have more fraud. What's some of the fraud that's also taking place here inside of Minnesota?
Well, what I think might be sort of the heart of the beast here is this transportation fraud. And what I mean by that is in Minnesota, we have something called non-emergency medical transportation, NEMT. My research has shown that there are about 1,020 such companies in Minnesota, and more than 90% of them are Somali-owned.
And so right here on the table, what do we have? All this information right here.
So I have a number of companies that are local here in the Twin Cities, and this is just a fraction of the companies that are out there. What I found was that the national average for a non-emergency medical transportation company is 20 vehicles per company. A lot of these companies, their address is an apartment. Some are in a house. Some are in a convenience store. Some of them in a vacant building. There's no signage. There's nobody there.
And so why would there be such a need for all these transportation companies here inside of Minnesota?
So if you think of this transportation as the hub of the wheel, so childcare is a spoke, adult daycare is a spoke, autism is a spoke, the interpreter services, which we can get into, that's another spoke. It all ties back to transportation. Why? Because those meals had to be, someone had to deliver those meals. Someone has to deliver the kid to autism, or say they did. So it all revolves around the transportation. And so when you're looking at this, you say, okay, well, let's just be conservative. Let's go on the low side. Let's say there are only 800 Somali-owned non-emergency medical transportation companies in Minnesota. Well, again, the average is 20 vehicles per company. So that's 800 times 20. And the way these NEMT companies are paid is if they bring someone to a doctor's appointment, whatever the case might be, or Costco or whatever they're, wherever they're going, because remember, it's non-emergency medical transportation. Well, we went to Costco because they
had... All right, back in 60 seconds, Nick Shirley with massive news straight ahead. Share that live feed.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Trends, I set them and also know how to smell them. And back when Nick Shirley blew the internet wide open and triggered this giant new citizen journalist phenomenon, I called it first the day it came out. I said, this is how you do it. This is incredible. This is going to spur so many other people to boots on the ground, go do this. And now it's happened. And then them sending in the escalation of the Soros operatives trained to go get in the face of ICE, the Democrats telling Axios, telling MSNBC, we want to get women killed. They're bringing babies to these things, trying to get them hurt as human shields, like you know, Islamic suicide bombers, basically. And now all the carnage and attacks and just Nick Sordor almost getting drugged to death yesterday, being robbed by Somalis. I mean, this is insane. Well, Nick Shirley's not just been in Minnesota and other cities around the country and filing huge viral reports. He's also been to Greenland and talked to folks there to see what they're saying and so much more. Nick Shirley on X. That's with two Y's at the end. Nick Shirley with two Y's. You can also follow him on YouTube. Absolute must watch. Nick, we got a lot of clips here and, you know, a lot to go over. Obviously, people should go watch your full reports, the new ones you just filed. But man, this is wild. I know they're death threatening you. I know they tried to claim it was all not true. Now they've been proven to be liars with the Leering centers. So maybe just give us a 35,000 foot view on what it's like on this roller coaster, where you see it going, and the Insurrection Act and what they're doing, and so desperate to hide the fraud that we know goes right to the top of the Democratic Party. Great to have you.
What you're seeing right now is a lot of deflection from the people inside of Minnesota trying to distract from the fraud. Right now, you're seeing people literally be attacked on the streets who are documenting the protests that are happening. Nick Sordor literally got dragged trying to get his camera back by a person. And this is all to try and hide from the fraud. I saw something interesting the other day that said Elon Musk exposed fraud. They destroyed his businesses and protested. Nick Shirley exposed fraud and they start protesting to deflect on the fraud that's happening. And so these people who are letting this fraud happen obviously don't want it to get shown to the world. And I had no idea that exposing fraud could be so dangerous and so controversial, but you're seeing it happen right now.
The numbers I've seen is $24 billion in fraud in Minnesota alone, billions in California, billions in Washington, Ohio. I mean, yeah, people will kill you over millions of dollars, much less billions, brother.
Yeah, it's frightening to think about. I never thought about that when I was making the video. I just thought, well, we show people what's happening, and it just opened up this huge flood of fraud that's happening across the country, and people were actually able to see it for their own eyes for the first time.
Well, if it hadn't been snowing, Nick Sorda would have had broken legs, bare minimum, because when I saw the car speed off, it looked like it was going about 40 by the end. I was like, how'd he run that fast? If you watch the video, by the end, he's skiing on the ice with his feet. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, that footage is incredible. Because, I mean, look at what they're doing to people. They're dragging a man, trying to get his camera back, and she's driving on the sidewalk. Like, under, who thinks they can do that?
He goes to skiing. Look, he's just literally skiing.
Yeah, you can see his footprints. He's sliding.
Unbelievable.
So, I mean, who in their right mind thinks they can drag somebody on a sidewalk? Or who in their right mind thinks they can drive on a sidewalk?
Well, it shows the danger you're in, and him and others. He's there like 3 minutes, and they already attack him.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who's not with them, they want to kill.
I can't believe she was able to close the door with his hand in it.
Yeah, that footage is insane. Like, it's amazing Nick Sorder made it out safe.
Well, I've watched your latest reports. They are really getting pissed at you. And then the police came just like with you, and they said, we're not going to help you. You shouldn't be here.
Yeah, the police aren't on the side of the truth inside of Minnesota. I mean, they're too afraid to go and defend people. I mean, you saw this weekend, there's thousands of people in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis, and there wasn't a cop to be seen anywhere. I mean, they literally almost let Jake Lane get killed.
I was about to say, you know, you say what you want about Jake Lane. He's got courage. They literally, when he got pulled to that mob and was being attacked, I didn't think he survived. And they were attacking people wearing American flag shirts. They were just, I mean, this was like Maoist level. It isn't just Antifa now. They've now converted the general mob. And I'll say it, I'm mainly crazy white people. What do you think's happening? Are these white people virtue signaling? Why are they acting so psychotic? Why are they randomly beating up IT workers that are eating restaurants?
I think we're seeing brainwashing in real time. Like, that's the only way I can think about it, is that these people are brainwashed to the point where they think that America and what we stand for is the worst thing in human history, when in reality, it's the best thing. Every other country wishes they were like us. That's why everyone wants to get here. And so then you see these people who out here are defending or attacking these people. I'm like, what are you doing? Did you see the video of the guy who was wearing the American flag jacket?
Yeah, right here.
Like, they're attacking him for wearing the American flag.
Did you see where they went into restaurants and beat up IT workers because they thought they were ICE?
I did see that footage this morning. But I also have a question. Why aren't these people being arrested? Like, shouldn't there be mass arrest for all this misconduct happening in the street?
Well, let's be clear, Nick. Declare the Insurrection Act is not overriding the Constitution. It's enforcing it. When local governments will not enforce the law and protect the people, it is the president's duty to do it. Not his right. It is his duty. And I'm starting to get a little pissed off here. What do you think the president should do?
Yeah, I think he should do it as well. I mean, there's nothing to lose. The police obviously are not on the side of upholding the law. I mean, we just saw the footage. They were attacking people for wearing American flag jackets, going after people inside these restaurants. And these protesters feel like they can just go and do whatever. They have the right to protest, but then they're going inside churches. They're attacking people. They're dragging people.
That's right. Walls accused Ann Mayer Frye of them going in churches. That ICE never did that. Now they're literally in churches screaming and yelling at people and saying F you to their kids. That is a total violation of people's rights. You have free speech, folks, in the street of your home. You don't have a right to go in somebody's church and shut them down.
By no means should that be allowed to happen. So when you see that happen, you're wondering, well, why aren't these people being arrested? Or why don't the police show up? The police showed up within a few minutes of me entering into one of these Somali scam healthcare businesses, but they can't show up for 100 protesters that storm into a church.
Let's talk about your latest reports that are bombshell. And where people find them, they are amazing. Obviously, we can't air them all here today, but tell us about your latest investigations.
So I went back to Minnesota because the daycare fraud's only a part of the fraud. There's something that actually like upholds all the fraud, because this is all primarily welfare fraud that's taking place inside of Minnesota. So you have the adult daycares, the home health care clinics, you have the assisted livings, the daycares. But in order to keep this thing all going, you need someone to create some sort of paper trail. And so they've used these transportation companies. They're called NEMTs, non-emergency medical transportation, where they're then able to create this paper trail and move people from place to place in order to fulfill these services. And there's somebody who got caught just recently over $3 million of not actually providing services to these people inside these healthcare companies. And so they'll bill the state and they'll receive millions of dollars, and the transportation companies are kind of what enables all of this to happen. And they don't exist. We went to a bunch of them within 1 to 2 days and we didn't find a single location that actually had a transportation company from the state of Minnesota website.
You know, I saw some mentally ill people that attacked you online. It's all they can do, and say, why did Nick Shirley only find $110 million in one day? We know there's billions. He's the guy on the ground being attacked, risking his life, with locals that have been stabbed and attacked, risking their life. He's the guy, he said, in one day went and showed you $110 million of fraud. No one there closed. He didn't say it was only $110 million. There's these weird armchair quarterbacks that, like, their religion is sitting back saying how the man in the arena can do better. I don't even mean to get into it, but I guess in your latest investigations, you found comparable fraud each day going out, which then leads to, this is open and shut. These places are closed, blacked out. There's nothing there. You see monthly payments going. They have all these luxury cars just sitting there. You have this home health care stuff. You have the medical delivery vehicles where there's just parking lots full of brand new cars. The Somalis aren't even driving them. I mean, this is open and shut. How long should we wait for the Justice Department to take action here?
I think we're all getting frustrated. I'm getting frustrated too. So whether it's $1 million in fraud, $100 million, $9 billion, there needs to be action that's taking place. Like, fraud is fraud at the end of the day. So how come the government's not been able to get a hold of this fraud or be able to prosecute these people when they've known it's been happening for years?
But I don't know if you saw this. I saw it a lot without looking. It was just everywhere. Oh, why did Nick Shirley only find $110 million? In one day? It's like they're literal armchair quarterbacks bitching that you didn't find. You went and showed where the fraud was as a spot check, which was the way for everybody else to go out and do it. But it just shows this weird spectator culture that even a lot of so-called conservatives just want to bitch about what other people are doing.
Yeah. And I like the words that you're saying, bitch, because that's literally what they're doing. All they are doing is bitching about me showing fraud. They're getting mad at me for actually going to the ground and to the source. I mean, I did more work in 41 minutes of a YouTube video than these people have done their entire lives. I provided a huge service to the country. And like you said, they're literally just bitching about me going and showing the fraud.
Well, yeah, you got the so-called right-wingers say you can do more, but then you have the left calling for your death. What has that been like?
I mean, in Minnesota right now, one sec, someone's vacuuming really quick.
Take care of it. All right, folks. As you can hear, my laryngitis is still here. I've never had laryngitis as bad, but it's about half gone. And I apologize for making you put up with it. That's just the way it is. I think it'll be gone the next few days. Okay, Nick, we totally get somebody coming to your door. Please continue.
So it's been interesting to see the response from the left and the right. In Minnesota, there was a sign on the light post that say, if you see Nick Shirley, tell him to kill himself. And that's just openly on the streets of Minnesota. And then from the right, you're seeing a lot more respect. People are happy that it's being exposed. And I think you're also seeing like an internal war within the right. It's like, how do we allow this fraud to happen? And so I'm actually talking in front of Congress this week, and that should be very interesting to speak with both the left and the right, Democrats and Republicans, to kind of speak about the fraud and how they've allowed it to happen for so long.
Well, we know now, take the $92 billion during the 76 days that Trump's president-elect, that the Department of Energy sent out to people, in most cases, no paperwork. So as big as what you found is great, because you can see the house, you can see the place, nobody's there. It's great. But $92 billion, Department of Energy, hundreds of billions, EPA, hundreds of billions, USAID. there's a lot of Republicans in the establishment that don't want to go there because they've been on the take too. And Doge actually found about 93% Democrat, but about 7% of top Republicans, they're on the take too. And that's why you've got this institutional thing to shut this down and not investigate it.
Yeah. And isn't it just crazy how billions of dollars have gone unaccounted for across the country? And now, because I showed what was happening now, people are taking it serious.
Well, it shows how easy it is. And I'm not comparing myself to you, but back in the day, I went out and showed fraud and showed some scams and had some effect. And that's what I always told listeners. They don't realize the power they have to go do research, check grants, look something up, and go look at it. I mean, obviously, I don't want to say it's easy because you get attacked and the rest of it, but actually doing the job, I would say, putting up with the attacks is hard, but doing the job is pretty easy, isn't it?
Yeah. The hard part is dealing with it's
the fallout.
Sad because you think
the fallout.
Yeah, because I mean the fraud, it's just fraud. You're showing facts, and so then people get angry at you at it, which is weird. And luckily, it hasn't gotten to me. But I can see why people are so scared to talk about the fraud. I think Elon Musk said in the podcast with Joe Rogan about exposing Medicaid fraud, like that's something that almost he didn't even want to touch as well because how dangerous it was.
Well, that's right, and that's the next shoe to drop. So you've exposed, you're the expert. Tell me, you've done home health care, medical rides, nurseries, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, but now the big one is Obamacare, you're finding.
Well, we know that that's a huge one across the country. It's like all these healthcare companies, I mean, there's some of them, there's 14 buildings, 22 of the same, essentially the same buildings inside, or the same companies inside of the same building. And so that fraud is huge. The voter fraud's insane as well. There's a person in Fulton County right now, and I think Georgia, who's going, showing the locations where people are registered to vote. And so I hope this kind of like incentivizes and gets the government to the point where they decide to go in and clean up stuff and say, maybe we need to take a pause before we advance or sign anything else. Let's go through and eliminate all of the fraud and all of the waste, whether it be voter fraud or money being spent in locations where it's not needed. And then let's also stop giving so much welfare to people that aren't even American citizens.
And then you've got the insane arrogance of the Somalis. And again, those aren't even Somalis, folks. Those are the ruling tribe that ran Somalia, for the people who don't know. But the arrogance of these people is insane.
Yeah, I mean, did you listen to what Ilhan Omar said about the U.S. goddamn states?
Yes.
Saying this would never happen to, we never thought this would happen to our people. She's serving the United States. She's not serving Somalians. But obviously she is. Like, she's virtue signaling exactly what she's there to do.
I agree. We'll play that clip in a moment, but I want to just make this point. The court of public opinion is as important as the criminal courts. And so I don't see with what you've done, and again, you did a great job. You hit it perfectly at the right time, and I've been following your work for years. But this is a shot heard around the world. I don't see how, even if the DOJ doesn't prosecute now, in the court of public opinion, people are going to remove these governors, they're going to remove these legislators, they're going to remove these mayors. This is so powerful as more people do it, as you do it, as they try to intimidate you and more people stand up. I mean, you can feel the victory here. If we just keep pressing through, pushing through, one way or another, this is coming to an end.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that the majority of the population is in support of what I'm doing. You see these small groups that are attacking people like Nick Sorter or attacking people like Jake Lang. That's maybe 1 to 2% of the population, because most people have common sense, but that 1 to 2% is extremely loud. They're extremely violent and they're willing to stop at nothing to try and make their voices heard as far as what they're trying to do. They think the U.S. is bad. They think that we need to support everybody. They think that the documentation and the acceptance of illegal migrants is all right, when in reality, we all are working so hard, and when we see our money going to people who aren't even here and people who don't even respect the country, like Ilhan Omar, when we see that, it upsets everybody. I mean, you'd have to be a little bit delusional to not be upset about that.
Well, that's right. She can't get on board. She has to constantly run her mouth, because I've noticed with criminals, whether white or black, Hispanic, whatever, they always hate their victim. They always, it's like that you deserve it. And people are so sick of her ignorant ass, her arrogant ass.
Yeah, I'm sick of it too. And you're sick of seeing all these congressmen and women always talking in Washington, D.C., and they don't ever really do anything. And so,
do you know her story? Do you know her story?
I know she's not born here in the United States. Her father, I was just informed, he also claimed asylum on false pretenses. She married her brother let him get citizenship. And so I don't think she's a very credible source of anything.
Well, let me tell you, I got briefed when she first got in Congress by Delta Force, who had been involved saving her ass and her dad and grandfather. They were the top generals. They killed 200,000 people in a genocide. They overthrew them. The U.S. brought them over here as refugees, but she's literally like the Joseph Goebbels of Somalia. She's from the ruling party, communist rulers. Before that, they were the main slaver family, so she's like royalty over there. It's like royalty, the tribes. So the Somalis they bring over aren't even the general Somalis. That's why they're all so inbred. It's the ruling Mogadishu clan. So they're not even the main Somalis. Like, you look at Somalis out in the countryside, they're like handsome black people because they're not inbred. But when you look at the Somalis on the coast in Mogadishu, they all think they're royals. They all inbreed. That's why they look like that. So when she says, we're genocidal, we're murderers, all this, and it's actually come out in the news since I said it, you know, she got in Congress 6 years ago, wherever it was. She is literally from a slaver clan that ran genocide in, and so they got overthrown and then said they were refugees. We took her over here. So when she talks about martial law and stuff, she knows all about it.
The backstory's crazy, and to think that she has the authority to tell us what to think. I mean, everything she's done is not true. Her backstory is not true. And,
well, that's it. I mean, she comes from, bottom line, a gangster family. I mean, gangsters.
Yeah, well, what she's doing is very mafia-like inside of Minnesota as far as letting all the fraud happen. There's photos of her outside of Quality Learning Center at the restaurant hanging out with the lady who owns the restaurant who's also taking Mayor Fry to one of her other daycares. I mean, she's definitely in on all this stuff. And to go from a negative net worth to millions of dollars in the span of a few years, that also needs to be looked at.
And that's just what she's declaring. She goes from no money to $33 million in a couple years. But the word is she's using all the fake husbands and stuff. I'm told it's hundreds of millions she's got.
Yesterday, I got a report from somebody who had been looking at the website of the state of Minnesota, and there's all these grants and funds to these NGOs, and all these other ones have the name of the NGO. But these ones say that they're not able to give the name. They're protecting the name. And in total, from 2001 to, I think, 2005 or 2025, it's upwards of $700 million. Yep. And nobody knows who that person is. And the state of Minnesota is protecting that individual.
It's her foundation. No, you got the same intel. It's her.
It has to be somebody, whether Tim Walz.
No, she's running military operations in Somalia.
Wouldn't put it past her.
Have you seen her with the like president of Somalia saying we don't love America, we're for Somalia? They got a bunch of tribes fighting. So you got Mogadishu is the main, you know, the capital. And you got a bunch of, they control like 80% of it. Then you got like three or four groups that are fighting over here. So all this money they're sending out, $700 million, mention that, what they're saying out of the airport, that's going to fund the Civil War. You understand?
Yes. The airport, millions of dollars. I mean, the Somalians run that airport.
$6 million a week that they saw go through.
Yeah. And there's been reports since 2017 of this happening. And I don't put it past her. I don't put it past any of them that they're funding the Al-Shabaab and other organizations inside of Somalia.
Oh, they are.
Not all here right. for our
You're
best
on
interest.
Fire, brother. Nick Shirley, I want to talk about your trip to Greenland and this fake media trying to set you up with fake edits. Absolutely disgusting. We'll come right back with Nick Shirley. Nick Shirley on X, two Y's at the end. Stay with us.
RFK JFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look, I don't say this that cool. It's true. I've been invited, nobody even calls anymore because I don't take the invites, to, hey, Metallica wants you to come to Phoenix, you know, and be backstage with them. Nah, sorry. Hey, this group wants you to come hang with this Hollywood star. This person wants to put you in their big movie. And I did that in the old days, Hollywood call. I was in some movies and TV shows. Boring. Nothing against them. I just don't care. I care about information, breaking news, truth. But when I get to talk to a Nick Shirley or a Nick Sordor, or all these other incredible people on the ground that are changing the world for the better, I get excited because Nick Shirley is inspiring millions of people to take action, not just here worldwide. If you emulate what he's doing, we have victory. So I want to hit a few final topics here because I've got to go and open the phones up. I want to hit your trip to Greenland. I want to hit the MSMs, you know, trying to set you up. Southern Poverty Law Center folks from my intel. But before we do that, on your radar, other big investigations, what you think is going to come out of Minnesota, the left escalating, the Insurrection Act, their desperateness, just your overall view of the world, Nick Shirley.
I think right now in Minnesota, I wouldn't be surprised if the Insurrection Act is, if it does happen, I think it should have happened a while back. We'll see if these protesters keep up with their ambition to continue to attack and hunt down ICE agents. They don't seem like they're calming down anytime soon. So I don't think it'd be the worst thing to do. I think they right now they have like 1,500 troops that are ready, that are from Alaska, if I'm correct, that are
airborne.
So they're ready to get sent there. And I think it's a time these protesters, they have the right to protest peacefully, but they don't have the right to go and attack people. They don't have the right to go and get into churches. So there definitely needs to be something done. And I think the DOJ, if they want to restore our trust, they need to actually do something about it. I mean, Don Lemon literally was inside of that church confronting the pastor. Like, how disrespectful that is that of a person to, could you imagine if you're giving a speech at a church and then all of a sudden a news reporter comes and interviews you when you have a full congregation and they allow protesters to just march inside? So I think you're seeing, I would like to see somebody get prosecuted and for the DOJ to really step in and one, restore faith in the rest of the country as far as showing that they're going to go after people who are breaking the law. And I think the temperature needs to get cooled down a little bit from these politicians, but obviously they don't want to cool it down. They're perfect at playing victims. I mean, Tim Walz, what he did was as far as saying that they're at war with the federal government and the next day later he's saying to cool the temperature down. I mean, what's he doing? They're just virtue signaling. And so I think we're at like a very interesting point inside the country where if nothing does happen, everyone's going to lose faith in the government. But if something does happen, I think the Trump administration's in a really special spot right now where they can really restore faith inside the country as far as doing their job and exposing the corruption and showing that even if like even the deep state, they all got to go down. Even the fraudsters that are receiving millions of dollars, even the politicians that are receiving the millions of dollars from the fraudsters, everyone's got to go down if they're not following the law. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now is like we're in a pivotal point where truth can either prosper or truth will be hidden from the public.
I totally agree with you. Now, I don't want to spend time on this guy because it doesn't really matter, but Andrew Callahan years and years ago came here. And he'd done a comedy show online. He said, you like comedy? I want to do a comedy show where we lift weights and we drink Jamesons and we act stupid. And he had a comedy show and I said, sure. 2 years after he's here, he releases it and says it's real. Now with you, he went even further and you were smart enough to record the whole interview where you answered all his questions. You were right. He edits it. We have a little clip of this to show in a moment to make you look like an idiot. And it just shows what a monster he is with the left. And he's all jacked in the Democratic Party. I know he's hooked in with the Democrats and their lawsuits against me. He did disinfo against me. So I want to just tell everybody, do not be associated with him. Do not work with him. He is a total snake. And he's got this little, you know, nerdly fake act and everything. It's all an act. The guy is super bad news. Tell us before we play this clip of what your experience was with this person.
Yeah, I was super surprised because I used to watch Andrew when I was younger and he's one of the people who kind of inspired me to kind of get into the more investigative journalism stuff. And so I had met him a while back, about 2 years ago, we talked and then I had met him before, I even had dinner with him once. And then after all this stuff happened, he reached out to me to come interview me. And I said, yeah, of course.
Which makes like, it worse, he gets your confidence.
Yeah, exactly. So I had mutual respect for him and I knew he had different beliefs politically than me, but I thought, okay, well, it'd be an interesting conversation. And so I sit down with him. We do this interview for about 2.5 hours and then he posted an interview and it's only an hour long. I was like, well, that's weird. we talked for about 2.5 hours, and I thought it was a podcast. So in podcasts, you typically keep the full interview inside the video. And then you post the interview, and I'm watching the clips. I'm seeing the reaction. I'm like, well, that's not how the conversation went. Like, I understand it was not my
best
interview.
So let's be clear. You show the proof. You were smart enough to record it. Even though you said you trusted him, he splices totally different answers together in fraud to do this to you. This is what they do. This is what Trump gets pissed off about. So I said to Trump, why do you talk to CBS? What do you think they're going to do? But the point is, he said he was your friend. He did this. Have you talked to him since he did this?
Yeah, I texted him after. I said, I was interested. I was like, well, why'd you only post an hour of the interview? We recorded for 2.5 hours. And his response was, oh, basically we cut it down. So to keep it entertaining and to move from top, cut down topics and whatnot. And I said, and I didn't want any beef or anything with him. I was like, okay, whatever. Then the next few days I watched the interview finally. And I say, whoa, that's not what happened. Like there's critical parts of the interview.
I watched it versus your video. He took completely different answers to totally different questions and deceptively edited together. That's fraud.
Yeah, it's not cool. At the end of the day,
it's not cool. So I know you released just a few examples of it, but you've seen the whole thing. I mean, it looks like you give your real answer that's great, and I guess you would take something 10 minutes later or edit it together. Just crazy.
Yeah, because I mean, the interview is 2.5 hours long, so he sliced it into 1 hour and 10 minutes, and he's able to move footage around, and like the story kind of, like when you have those in-depth conversations, it needs to be shown for what it is. You can't just kind of move stuff around.
And did he tell you it was a podcast? Did he tell you it was a podcast?
Yeah, he said it was going to be part of C5 Cast, which is his podcast.
Okay, so let's be clear. People don't know. If somebody says, I got to go to the bathroom, or there's a technical thing, you cut that out. A podcast is free form. You don't do that. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and play a clip just showing the deception of this guy. Here it is.
All right, this is super important, and I also learned a great lesson here. So the other week, I sat down with Andrew Callahan in Channel 5 to do a sit-down podcast-style interview for his channel. And when he goes and posts the video, I see he just posts an hour-long interview. I said, well, that's weird, because we actually spoke for around 2.5 hours. And then I go and watch the interview, and I'm saying, well, what is this? This is not what happened. For instance, this clip right here.
What American city is prospering right now?
Austin.
Austin, name another one?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, Texas is prospering?
Yeah. Nashville's doing good. Phoenix is doing good. Basically, any place with low state tax is getting a lot of...
In any place that's not Democrat.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean...
Name a Democrat city that's prospering right now.
Well, it would have to be one that's affordable.
Name one.
Denver.
Why are you smirking? It's not prospering.
All right, so that's the clip Andrew posted, but this is the actual interaction of how it went.
Denver.
Why are you smirking?
Because I don't know if it's prospering.
It's not. See, you can't even answer the question. It's not prospering. Denver's not prospering either.
I agree that Democrat-run states are doing badly.
Kind of weird that Andrew didn't put that in, right? Maybe his like base or something would not be happy with that response because he obviously got caught lying. And anyways, let's move over to the next topic when we're talking about Somalians being known for pirating, as 89% of the fraud that has been charged inside of Minnesota is by Somalians. This is the interaction that Andrew posted.
Somali community, or do you see it as both?
89% of the fraud is being committed by Somalians.
Where exactly is that statistic from?
You can pull it up on the screen. You'll find it.
I just want to know where it's from.
You want me to find it right now?
For sure, just so I can, I don't know, I believe you. I just want to make sure we have the exact.
Here, right here. Yeah, and it's not racist to say it.
Probably.
And when I go.
This is what happens when I show him the fact that 89% of the people who have been charged for fraud in Minnesota are Somalians. This is what Andrew had to say. But remember, he conveniently left this out of the interview.
89% of those charged in connection with Mayor.
Why identify as Somali Americans?
Well, looks like we've got redo there.
I'm interested to see what you put in this interview because it
looks like there's a problem with fraud.
So there you go. That's just two examples from the interview with Andrew Callahan where he literally went out of his way to try and make me look bad, which is not cool. And I wouldn't say that's like very benevolent of him to do.
Not very benevolent. It's malevolent.
I promise you guys, I ever do an interview with anyone, you're going to get the full product, because I think that's just like the most benevolent thing to do. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed and you guys were able to see through what I just showed you. The full interview is up on my second channel.
Nick Shirley, you're too nice. He is caught red-handed taking stuff from different parts of the interview to give false answers. He's criminal, basically. And the guy is a total fake monster. He is so disgusting, and he needs to be exposed here. I mean, this is sick. This is absolutely sick what he's done.
Yeah, I understand if he wants to cut down the interview to make,
but
you
don't
cut out
other answers, other questions, and sandwich them together. That's fraud.
Exactly. That's the whole purpose of what I try to show. I'm like, okay, don't go out and try to make me look bad, and then not show your fault as well. That's the whole purpose of doing a podcast, to do an interview, is to have an open dialogue conversation.
And he's there agreeing you're right, but cutting it out. But here's the deal. The arrogance.
Exactly.
You're way bigger than he is. The left still thinks they can say two men can have a baby, attack somebody, say somebody else did it, say the woman that got killed, good, didn't show up, didn't ram the car. They just still act like no one can check them. Like, what does Callahan think now? You're 10 times bigger than him, 20 times. Like, I love how he picked somebody that's super viral and has a giant audience to lie about. I mean, what is his problem?
Yeah, very disingenuous on his part to do that. And like I said, I don't want any internet drama or anything, but people deserve to see the truth of what actually happened. Cause imagine.
I know, but I go back to his arrogance. Well, number one, you say you trust him, you were smart. What made you tape it? Just an instinct?
Instinct, and then, instinct. I thought, well, because yeah, he does believe differently than me, I should have a backup recording. And it was funny, when I pulled out that other camera, I could see he was like, wait, what? Why is he recording this? He allowed me to record it, which was cool of him, but I could see that was kind of like a awkward.
Yeah, never talk to a leftist. If you are, you got to tape it.
Yeah, and I think it was just wrong of him to do that. And as you guys see, he obviously lied in the clips. Like, he got caught lying because it would not look good for his base. For him to then say, well, because I don't know. He's admitting that he does not know, and he's lying to his base, and he didn't want to show that to his fans. I mean, that's just the truth of what it is.
Tell us, without, you know, giving it away, what's your next big investigation?
Yeah, so I'm looking into fraud in other states as well. Minnesota is massive, and there's also more fraud all across the country. So I'm primarily looking into states like California, Ohio, and there's a few other ones where a lot of fraud is taking place. And this week I'll be testifying in front of Congress on Wednesday, so that should be very interesting. I'm excited to see how that goes and to see the response. And so I think at the end of the day, I just want to make the most difference I can through my journalism. I think that's what was the awesome thing about my videos. You saw instant change with inside the government, with them freezing the funding, with them sending in more investigators, more people to look into the fraud. So I think we're seeing.
First they claimed you were lying. Now they're not denying it.
Yeah, they called me everything but a liar.
All right.
Like, they literally called me everything but a liar.
Let's talk about Greenland. In between all you're doing here, you ran off to Greenland. Tell us what you saw there.
Yeah, Greenland was fun. I went there last year when Trump was saying he was going to take it over. And I talked to the people there, and it's very interesting. You see the youth there. The youth are optimistic, I mean, about the future of Greenland, and they don't really receive much from Denmark. And the older people, obviously, they're not as enthusiastic about Trump potentially taking over Greenland. At the end of the day, they might get more benefit from it if the United States was in control of it. They don't really receive much from Denmark, and they might see it as a way for the youth to have more opportunities. There's very few people inside the capital of Nuuk, and they told me they want McDonald's.
I was about to say, most of them look like those Eskimos.
Yeah, they're Inuit. But the youth there, they're optimistic about it, and the people there are very friendly. I don't think it really changed much of their life by any means. It might just give them more opportunities.
Let's play a clip from your full report. People can find your X account at Nick Shirley 2 Wise. Here's a little bit of that report.
What do you think about the United States buying Greenland?
No more Danish.
Why do you guys not like the Danish?
Liar.
Good or bad idea for Greenland to become a part of the United States?
USA and Greenland? I think it's okay. It's good.
So if the United States were to buy Greenland and you were able to get $20,000, would you do it?
I will not say yes for money. For Greenland or money, I will just Greenland. We live in Greenland, he cannot fight us.
For $100,000, would you guys sell Greenland? If each citizen of Greenland got $100,000, would you sell your country?
Yes.
But you said Greenland is not for sale, but you'd sell it for $100,000.
Money is money. The world boy will understand.
What do you think about Donald Trump in the United States buying Greenland?
Well, I don't know about buying. But I believe that there should be a better relationship with America, because I don't think our country is very... We don't talk with any other countries, really. We are kind of bound to Denmark. Yeah, I ain't sure about buying it.
Would you guys like to seek independence from Denmark and then become part of the United States?
I believe that at someday we should have independence, and that also means that we would have to mine and stuff. I don't believe we would be able to be self-sufficient with just fish.
Do you think it would be better for you guys to become part of the United States versus being part of Denmark?
Of course, there's some benefits to America. We would have way bigger military, and we would be safe from invasions in case of a war or something. If the Third World War comes, I don't know how much it would matter with all the nuclear weapons and stuff, but there would probably be some Russians coming from Greenland to go to America and stuff as a vantage point.
So as you can see, Nick Shirley's on fire. I'm a little jealous, though, that you said Callahan inspired you. You said I inspired you, so I'm very upset about this. But, I mean, I'm not even mad at Callahan.
No, he just hammered twice.
He lied the whole time. He's a scumbag. And I'm just sick of scumbags and watching him prey on the next person, the next person, the next person. But shifting gears out of that, closing comments. Nick, again, your overall view of the insurrection, Trump, where you think the left's going, you know, what you're planning next. Thank you so much for your great work.
Thank you, Alex. It's interesting to see it, the reaction from everybody. I got into this. It's interesting you say, like, I watch people like you and I watch people like Andrew when I was younger, and where media is at now, it's gotten so polarizing where speaking the truth is controversial and showing the truth is controversial. So that's why I've gained a newfound respect for people like you who do these live streams, and you do it openly in front of everyone, because you're at just as much jeopardy as anybody is of getting roasted or making look bad. But that's what people want. They want to see truth and transparency. And one thing I do love about that I have a lot of respect for the right is I feel like people are able to accept their wrongs and move forward and get past that. And when you hear a lot of people like, when you go woke, you go broke, because the left is not very, very rewarding to people who admit to their own faults. None of us are perfect by any means, so we're going to make these faults in what we do. But I think in this time when we're at in the world, is people have to be able to do these live streams and be transparent and be able to show people stuff for what it is.
Nick, do you have any idea? I know it's big. I don't know, but just is it you? But a guesstimation. I mean, I've seen hundreds of videos of black people, white people, Hispanics, old, young, going out and like exposing stuff in Ohio and Texas and New York and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Washington State and Oregon, saying, I'm inspired by Nick Shirley. Do you have any idea how big, how much you've inspired people?
It's hard to understand. I do believe I have had a big effect for the country over these past few weeks.
That's got to feel good. All right, Nick, we're going to be following you. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Wow. That's history, folks. That's action. That's victory. All right, here's the deal. I intended to take hours of calls today, but we had a bunch of guests on and we didn't do it. But we are going to take calls next hour and a bunch of them. So you can be a first-time caller, you can be a long-time caller, you can agree, you can disagree. All I ask is you have a clear phone line and make your point. Because we don't really screen your calls. We ask, what's your name, where are you calling from, what's your topic? and I want to get you on air and I want to talk to you. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On this Monday, January 19th, 2026 transmission, we're still here despite the Democrat deep state's attempts to shut us down. And I am so blessed and so honored to be here. Every day is so precious. So I want to hear from you on the leftist uprisings, on Greenland, on the border, on the economy, on the Federal Reserve head being under criminal investigation, where you see America going, what you think we can do better to try to reassert our national sovereignty. You agree, you disagree with what I've said. I want to hear from you. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree. And I extended this one day with our sponsor, Bigly, because they ran this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I didn't see the promo till Sunday. It was ending last night. I said, extend it one day, tonight at midnight. That's it, because they're almost out of these hats. A classic trucker hat, black on white, InfoWars, free with every order at thealexjonesstore.com. So when you're getting ultramethylene blue or Shilajit or Irish sea moss or our strongest turmeric or our Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, whatever incredible product you're getting, you get a free ball cap, $30 value on top of it at checkout at thealexjonesstore.com and ends tonight at midnight. And I thank you all for your support. You have changed the world and I salute you. Also, it's a limited edition engraving. It's the fifth generation. We've done five different designs. It's the fifth. It's got a pinup girl, 1940 style, World War II. Life's fire with this beauty, my famous quote on the side. 10-inch double-edged stainless steel dagger with the murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, the high-tech sheath with the high-tech scabbard connection where it just goes right there onto your belt. This is a really, really nice knife. It's limited edition. You know you fund the operation. You know the tip of spear and of the crap hits the oscillating fan. You know you got something to defend yourself and your family. Get it now. Life is fiery with its beauty. Trench knife. Very close to selling out. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, we have the best medical grade methylene blue on record. Cleans out your mitochondria, gives you incredible energy, boosts your immune system, your clarity, your focus. You need methylene blue. We have the best. You are nuts if you don't believe me. Like when I told you, get into silver and gold 26 months ago. I said, the bull market's begun. Silver's up, but almost 200%, gold 100% or whatever. I mean, it's like I'm going off my memory. It's bonker town, folks. I'm not going to steer you somewhere that's wrong. And we've got all these other supplements we don't have time to mention on the site. It is crazy what's on the site. All of them work. All of them are powerful. Why wouldn't I sell you something that works? It's that simple. TheAlexJonesStore.com. But if you've never taken action, just get ultramethylene blue and experience and then say, oh, God, this works great. And then get the Shilajit. Then get the Irish sea moss. Then get the other and buy a ball cap or a t-shirt while you're at it. But every order until midnight tonight gets a free InfoWars limited edition hat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We are now into hour number 4. I got a lot of news I haven't gotten to yet, but I'm going to try to get to all your calls here. We got a full bank. That's enough because I got some news I got to cram in here as well. But let's go to Mike in Georgia. Then we'll go to Bob, Patricia, Joshua, Joe, Cameron, Nick, Mike, Dave, and Nick. Go ahead, Mike in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say that that young man you had on, you're interviewing, I saw some of his video work there in Minnesota, and I'm an older gentleman, retired Marine, who's, you know, fought in the GWAT, and I have to admit, getting a little depressed with some of the stuff I heard from the younger generation, but that young man reassured me that I think we're fine, because the battle for the soul of this nation. You played fanfare for the common man there. The battle for the soul of this nation is going to be won by guys like that. Now,
he's inspired so many people. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Just if see him there, tell him, hey, we appreciate his work. And that's a service to the nation. So as far as on the world stage, I think what Trump is doing, you know, I'm not a foreign interventionist guy, but I'm a student of history, being in the Marine Corps, and know a lot about the fact that our country's founded on a couple of principles, religious freedom and commerce. You can't interrupt our commerce. If you interrupt commerce, then you're attacking the nation in essence. So I don't have any problem with the moves he's making. I think they're very well thought out. It's not like in Iraq where we just kind of went in there and hoped that the people would welcome us warmly. They're thinking this through. I have confidence in Trump. I have confidence in Hegseth. And as far as all the internal stuff with the criminal elements in our government, I think that's going to come out. Guys like that young man you had on, Nick Sortor, I think that's going to come out in the wash. So, anyway, good job, guys.
Nick Sortor or Nick Shirley or any of these men and women, they're literally torchbearers. And America was doing all these wars for globalism before. Now it's stuff we already have contracts with. The Panama Canal, Venezuela, Greenland. People can bitch about it, but that's manifest destiny. That's Americana. Yeah. Trump is going back to what we were. And that's why the globalists are so upset. Right.
That's right. Good job, Alex. You guys appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, we're going to break because I don't want to cut Cameron short. without a camera and everybody else on the other side. But yeah, this is history, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we were put into debt. It was going to be the Chinese century. We were supposed to collapse. It was supposed to be over for America. But the last minute we got Trump in, he wasn't as sophisticated when he first got in 9 years ago. This time he's way more sophisticated. It ain't perfect. But the globalists are crapping bricks right now. They are losing control right now. And the old globalist order, they admit, is dead. So in that vacuum, what do we do in a vacuum? Do we just sit back and let China have Venezuela and the Panama Canal and Greenland, or we take it? Well, God, Jones, you've always been against intervention. Because it was under globalist against our country. It's all dangerous what Trump's doing, but not taking action is way more dangerous. This is America. This is manifest destiny. These policies are for the people and the people of the nations we're doing this with. This is a good thing. I'm actually very proud of President Trump. The question is, are we smart enough to understand what he's doing? I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Said on air that God told me, just in the spirit, that I'd completed my primary mission. And that was awaken the people of the world to the globalist scourge. But that I had my secondary mission to continue to try to organize things in the future. But it's surreal to me to see the great effect that this audience of activists has had in the world and how much we've done. We're not going to have our praises sung by the enemy, by the globalists, but no. Your support and what you've done isn't backing this operation. It is this operation. Let's go to Cameron in North Carolina on Venezuela, Minnesota protests and more. Go ahead, Cameron.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yep, sure can.
Awesome. Thank you. I will keep this very short. I got a couple questions, but I'll keep them concise. My first question is regarding Venezuela. I think at this point we've kind of realized after things have died down a little bit that we may not be getting as much as we possibly can from them resource-wise. My question is, do you think this was more of a show of force, kind of lay it out on the table, show the world what the U.S. can do? My second question is in regards to Nick Shirley regarding the information that he uncovered. Why is it that you think that the DOJ and the AG brought up cases from years ago that were prosecuted and are currently being litigated, in my opinion, as a way to take credit for the work that he's done and kind of glossing over what's happened there? But I know they're still investigating it. Third question, what can I bring to the wedding as a gift for Nick and your daughter? And fourth question, you said to get in the fight. Alex, I'm currently looking for employment. Where can I send my resume? Thank you, and I appreciate InfoWars.
Hold on, don't hang up, because I can't remember all those questions.
You got it.
I always make people make jokes about Nick not dating. So my daughter works here, 21 years old. I made a joke. That was a joke. So that was a total joke. Came this big viral thing. Total joke. My daughter's her own person. She marries who she wants. That was a joke. I'm not a Muslim. What were the other questions?
Yes, the other question was in regards to Venezuela. It seems to me at this point that we kind of have realized that we're not probably going to get as much as we possibly can from them. Do you think this was more of a show of force?
Yeah, 100%. It was about letting China know you're not going to run the show there in Cuba. And I get it's a big fiasco. Trump doesn't want a failed state down there, so he's trying to work with them. But I think that's remained to be seen. But certainly we're in a better position in Venezuela than we were previously. So overall, it's, you know, I think it's worked out so far.
Okay, and then the other two questions, first one, main one, was regarding Nick Shirley. You know, he uncovered a lot of fraud down there. And it seemed in the DOJ response that they kind of framed it as, hey, oh, yeah, we're on top of this. But they posted cases that had been prosecuted years prior under
Here's the deal.
Yep.
That's the big question. The Justice Department's full of globalists. Thank God a bunch of prosecutors got fired by Mondi in Minnesota. They claim they quit. They didn't. They refuse to do anything because they're part of the system. You don't just think it's Somalis that got $24 billion. No, guys, they're the bagmen. I've looked at the cases. On average, they get about 30% of the money. It's the Democrats above them. All these white people you see out there beating people up and attacking, they're driving brand new cars. They're above the Somalis. I'm not trying to put white people down. It's just a fact. They're the managers of the NGOs that part of the money goes through. That's why they're pissed. And so, yeah, a lot more is about to come out. What was the other question?
Yeah, my last question and final one. I'm currently in the job market, and I know InfoWars says to get in the fight. So my question is InfoWars hiring, and where can I send my application?
All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, that's a long, that's a whole new deal. We've had the Democratic Party spend $400 million plus trying to sue us and shut us down. I have a state receiver for 4 months in control of InfoWars. They never show up. I've met them one time. They won't even talk to me. Like talking to a wall. There's no extra money in InfoWars, just enough to pay the payroll. So when you support us, don't worry, the bad guys aren't getting any money. And I have no idea what's even going on. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns set up and ready. We've got a civil rights lawsuit that I've been saying is going to be filed for months. It's about to be filed. But that's bombshell. And so we're in the middle of the fight. So the answer is we're in a holding pattern. I can't hire anybody right now. But whether InfoWars survives or whether it's a new network, and I'm just a program director, you know, the news director, we are planning to expand. Thank you. I appreciate you. Nick in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes. Hi, Alex Jones. Big fan of you for years. Buy all your products. They're really great.
Thank you.
My question for you is do you think Vanguard and BlackRock and Soros, their money can still be a threat to the U.S. and either they can infiltrate American institutions still, even though they've been blocked out by Trump?
Yeah, I mean, State Street, Vanguard, BlackRock, 88% of global control of finance and property. They've been acting on the surface like they're for Trump, but they're still attacking Trump. And they still want to control behavior, and they're having their Davos meeting right now. I mean, Klaus Schwab is not the head of the Davos group now. It's Larry Fink. So, yeah, they're as big a threat as ever.
Yeah, because I know their NGOs have been mostly cut off. And do you think they've become more dangerous? Because I know BlackRock and Vanguard's more of like a financial institution investments than the stock market. You think they'll try to disrupt the markets through there?
Well, yeah. I mean, NGOs are powerful, but not as powerful as ESGs. And that's the corporate governance rules, which they're still doing. They changed the name. They don't call it ESG now. To have corporations and people that get money from these companies, they have to then follow their directives. So the ESGs are as bad as ever. We have to expose them. Does that make sense? So cutting off NGOs is one thing, and that's good. But here's the deal. Texas sued a few years ago, won last year, that BlackRock was running racketeering against the state, saying divest of all fossil fuels or we'll pull all investment. Well, most of that investment was state pension funds. So Texas pulled out their tick, put it on the table. They had to back down. So did Missouri, so did Louisiana, and some other states. So that's the answer. So finally, people are addressing the corporate governance attempt to take over. And so we got major pushback against BlackRock, but they haven't been beaten yet.
That sounds amazing.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mike in California. Mike, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is my first time, long time. I just learned to call and just.
Do me a favor. Talk right in your telephone.
Yes, sir. Hear me now. Am I good?
A little closer.
Is it okay?
I hear you better now. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm sorry about that. I'm kind of nervous, so just give me a few seconds to get collect my thoughts. I know you have a rapid
fire
show. Yeah, go
ahead. We're not. Go ahead.
I've listened to you from the old days, from like 10 years ago. I was listening to you, and my wife Mary, she thinks that you're full of crap, and I don't. But she says that you get a lot of your talking points from the politicians, from Trump and stuff. And I said, no, the guys, I told you, you're well studied. You know what you're talking about, but she doesn't believe me. She thinks you're an idiot. I have to hide when I talk to you, like I'm down in a bunker somewhere in the basement. She thinks you're Trump's, you're Trump's spokesman, you know, she really thinks that you're full of crap. Is there anything I can do to show that you may know what you're talking about? It's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. I think she should just believe that and enjoy it. I mean, I really don't. I don't need to prove. I mean, on what topic do I need to prove myself here? Like I said 26 months ago, get into silver and gold. I believe they're both going to double in the next, and it all happened like I said. I mean, I go on for days, everything. All I do is research this stuff.
It's so kind, because if you listen to what you're saying, and I would agree with like 80% of it myself. But she's saying like the thing in Minnesota that these people that there never was that where the lady got shot that was all the government's fault. It wasn't hers. She saw her angles and she said, where is this angle where the guy gets hit? She does not believe in this angle. I thought I saw it, but
here's the deal. I can't sit here and prove myself to your wife, and I really don't need to. You want us to show you the frontal angle of him bouncing off the hood of the car? I mean, there's nothing really. There's this game where we're supposed to sit there and prove ourselves to somebody. But what I will address is this. People say I'm the cheerleader for Trump. Absolutely. I mean, the border shut down, trillions in jobs coming back, trying to stop the wars, banning men and women's sports, executive order capping credit cards at 10%, telling big tech you can't take over power companies for AI and then overcharge people. You've got to deal with that on and on and on. I mean, just pragmatic. What's good for people, Trump's doing it. And so I don't need to sit there and lead a horse to water to make him drink. And so I'm not mad at your wife. I just don't have, like, she's not my God. She's not my authority. She's not the Grand Inquisitor. I guess you're going to take this and give it to her. And so I don't have something to prove to your wife. If she wants to believe Tim Walz and MSNBC, knock yourself out. You say you got to like hide and call on the show. I mean, you know, I don't tell my wife, you know, what to watch or what to do. But I have no idea what she's doing right now. You know, so that's just where I'm at. There's this moral authority thing where I want you to prove yourself to me right now. And, you know, my whole life's an open book. But no, Trump doesn't tell me what to say. I sit there and look at all the Trump talking points and say, I think that's wrong, that's wrong, that's right, that's right. Make this better, make that better, do this. I give the orders. I don't give all the orders, but I mean, I'm in charge. Like, people get this thing backwards that I am very blessed that Trump survived assassination. I'm very blessed he's politically engaged. I'm very blessed that we were getting so much good done. And so I'm enthusiastic about all the good. And then I like Yosemite Sam stomping on the stuff I think's wrong. But I don't put, the left does that where they make themselves the moral authority. And then they say, you must prove to me. I think there's a video we have today of Don Lemon's out. And these white guys run over and they say, you're a Nazi. You're a Nazi. And he goes, no, I'm a liberal. I hate white people. And they go, good. And Lemon laughs and says, good. They all bully each other. They all enforce on each other. So your wife, I'm nothing against her, is not my moral authority. God is my moral authority. And so I tell her, hey, you want to feel powerful? You want to feel good? Bet on the Democratic Party. Take your COVID shots. Drink fluoride water. Eat GMO. Go to McDonald's. And just, you're the good person. I'm the bad person. So my answer to your wife is, well, what's your wife's first name?
Mary.
Very? Very? Did I hear that right? Very?
Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Oh, Mary. Just say, Mary, I'm bad and you're good. You're the good person, Mary. I am bad. So now, Mary, you and Tim Wall save us. Does that make sense? Thanks for the call. I mean, imagine this world. See, I've never owned one stock. Because if I did, I'd be obsessed with it because I want to be really good at everything I do. But I know how to pick the stock market. Better than Nancy Pelosi does. Joe Rogan, 6 months before I moved to Texas, called me and said, hey, can you help me figure out where to move? And I said, yeah, here's a realtor. If I was you, I'd live on Lake Austin. Here's where he moved. Here's the guy. And he said, well, don't tell anybody this, but I'm going to go to Spotify. I said, I won't. I hung up the phone. I was out on a ski boat with my wife and kids. And I never told anybody about it, but I thought the day it happened, I went, God, if I went and bought Spotify stock, it'll go up, which it did. But it didn't, because I don't do that. It's not my game. Instead, I come and tell you the intel. But I've noticed when you're given everything, you don't appreciate it. So Mary doesn't want victory. Mary's been trained that men around her are out to get her. Men around her are competition. She believes the state is the good person. So I'm not going to even show Mary the footage of the ICE officer, Mr. Ross, bouncing off the hood of the car, because it doesn't matter if I show you. So I'm not going to show you. Now she'll run and find it. If you give it to her, she'll ignore it. Because I understand that Jezebel spirit. Well, listen, Jezebel, I don't need you. And you want to bully your husband around all day because he doesn't click his heels right for you and he's got to hide in the basement and listen to the show. I think you got a problem, brother. That's where I stand on this. I have nothing to prove to anybody. My track record is clear. And I'm telling you the most accurate information I come up with, and I've been proven to be damn accurate. And that's my frustration is I have sacrificed and gone through hell to be here and tell you the truth. And these people just want to sit back and feel powerful and go, well, you didn't do it this way. And I'm just like, that is a delusion. That is a lie. I mean, did Mary watch all the footage of them just randomly beating up families in their cars in Minnesota yesterday and tonight? No. So great. Believe whatever you want. Let your chains fit lightly upon you. Forget that we were ever your brethren. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Because the truth is, I love women on average, and I had great grandmothers that were great grandmothers and grandmothers that were super smart. And read to me classic, you know, the Iliad and everything else were great women. Compared to the women today, no comparison. But the men too. Men have gotten weaker. But I don't judge my worldview off what women think about me. Or men, for that matter. But women want to work with the system on average. They have Stockholm syndrome. And if you don't know what Stockholm Syndrome is, you should look it up. So I'm not your Stockholm Syndrome. I'm not here to prove myself to you. Okay? Because there is no amount of proving yourself to one of these women. They believe in the system. They're like a baby duck gets out of the shell, and the first thing it sees, it imprints on. And these women have been imprinted on the state, and they believe it's their friend. And so great, knock yourself out. Just take the fluoride, take the shots, eat the GMO, enjoy yourselves. Okay? Don't listen to me. Tim Walz is great. The Somalis are great. Islam's great. Kamala Harris is great. Good. You're right. You're smart. You've got the answer. Okay? Your husband's wrong. Just forget where you're a brethren. Just go away. Okay? We don't want you listening. We don't care. Just go over there in your hellhole. Dig your little 6-foot pit for yourself and climb into your grave. Okay? Good. Bye bye. Let's go to Bob in Oregon. Bob, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to talk about something completely different, but after this guy and his wife and the spirit hit me and the conversation's going to change. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. You said it all. Your history, your track record. I'm 66. I've been listening to you for 30 years. You've been spot on. Not only that, you've been chosen. You're a chosen one by the Most High. And I know that. I've known it for a long time. Alex Jones has a heart. He has a soul. He has a life. People don't see that. They see Alex Jones on TV. They see the mouthpiece. They see you as, the general of information. And then you have people, the poor you have with you always. And you're talking about Mary. Well, she's one of the poor. We're going to have her with us always. And the spirit hit me. Alex needs to be uplifted. You know, he's a human being, folks. He cries. He loves his family. He puts his life on the line for us. I listen to this man every day. I have him tuned on from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. He's spot on. He is a general of information. Not only that, he sells the best damn supplements on the planet.
Well, I appreciate you, brother, but I'll say this. I don't feel sorry for myself. I am shot up. And I'm shot up bad.
Hey, I know you don't feel sorry for yourself.
But all I'm trying to get people to do is stand up for themselves. I'm sick of being judged. It's not about me. It's how they look at somebody and they judge them to feel big. It's not about me. They need to stop doing that.
Well, you're pissed off how he's treating, how she's treating her husband. That's why you vented. I get you, Alex. I really get you. And you know, you have a lot, you're carrying around a lot of truth. And when you carry around that truth, people don't realize how burdensome it is and how it's hard to carry around. And you're out there not only carrying that around, but you're carrying around spiritual truth. And I'll tell you, this life gets tough when you're like that. But you know this. I know that the spirit's touched you. I know it has. I've had some really good dreams about you. And I know that you are committed to what the Father wants you to do. And that's what we're here for. And you're doing it. And, you know, I know that you know when the spirit touches you. You can see the demons that jump like popcorn out of people. And there's a spiritual war going on, and you know that too. And I'm pretty, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of spiritual things. I've been anointed with the holy oil, wide awake, taken to the river of life, paradise. Lost my wife. we were married almost 46 years. We knew each other, married 44, died in my arms last September 24th. And, you know, he's had cracks at me. And I asked in all these years, why did you do that for me? Why did you take me there? Why did you take me there, Yeshua, Father? And he told me so that you wouldn't take your own life. And that happened to me when I was 18 years old. And it happened to me all the way back then. So that I wouldn't take my life, September 14th, 2024, and was revealed to me. And when I watched her pass away, ravaged from cancer, he also, and her face, she was ravaged, a 4-year battle, and died in my arms. But I watched her face change into like, she looked like when we were married, when we were young.
Incredible.
Alex, and then I watched her face change back. And so the battle is not only...
Pinch the point with everybody else. Andrew, Joshua, Joe, Dave, Nick, too. We'll go to you after Bob. Stay with us.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWars lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look, death is a great equalizer. And we're given life, we're given death, we're eternal spirits. And I didn't mean to be mean to that guy earlier. He's just like, oh, my wife doesn't allow me to listen to you. I got to hide in the basement and How do you want to convince her? Convince her everything we've talked about, world government, new world order, forced injections, tyranny, it's out in the open. I'm not even saying do what I tell you to do. I'm not even doing it. I'm like, here's this thing. What are you going to do? That's why I get mad at other talk show hosts who do all these conspiracies and made up crap and weird soap operas and individuals, you know, with known con artists. Like, we've got big global government to deal with. We've got world treaties for forced injections and everything. And the whole globalist old order is falling apart right now. So, in my experience, anybody that wants to sit there and play games and say, prove this to me, prove that to me, I just move on. Because to them, it's like some game, like you're proving yourself to them. I have nothing to prove. If you don't know society's in trouble, if you don't know there's God and the devil, if you don't understand this big fight's going on, God, it's up to God to touch you. There's so many people looking for the truth. So many people that are open and ready that we should be ministering to and them with us. That I just say, let the dead bury the dead, as Christ said, knock the dust off your feet. Closing comments, Bob in Oregon. I remember you called over the years. Go ahead, Bob. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I'll tell you. You just said it. You know, the poor we have with us always, you know. You lead a horse, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, you know. Those people are always going to be there. But you're there for a reason. You know you're there for a reason. You know, you are the mouthpiece. You are the trumpet. You are. And that's what you've been called for. And the weight on your shoulders has to be immense. It has to be. And, you know, I just pray that the Father and the Son give you strength every day. Hold on, brother. And, man, I'll tell you, if there's anything I could do to help you, I would.
No, brother, just pray for the broadcast to support us. But it is true that I'm super positive. It goes back to that verse earlier from the Bible, with great knowledge comes great sorrow. I am just, now I'm getting, my knowledge is increasing so fast that, like, and I'm closer to God than ever, so it's like paradoxical, but also looking at things like, I'm like, I always want to be with God. I'm like, I'm tired of looking at the evil. Does that make sense? Like, I used to have fun fighting evil. Now I'm just like, I'm just sick. I just want to be away from it. And then God's like, nope, you got 10 times more to deal with. I'm complaining. I'm just like, do you get the paradox I'm talking about?
Yes. It's like when the Spirit touches you, it's just like water being poured in a glass. It comes so fast. And for someone who hasn't experienced it, he says, take no thought of what you shall say or what you shall do, because it will be me in that time speaking. And it happens. It happens to me. Not all the time, but it happens. And it amazes me. Like a person at the store, I'll see them, and the Spirit will say, you're going to talk to her. And I'm like, oh, here we go. And I won't take
absolutely.
Any
that's the feeling.
Down.
It's beyond water poured in glass, like a hand in a glove. And I'm just like, and I don't know how to describe it. I'm just like, at a certain point, I can't believe people can't see this. Because to me, I see it all, and I'm like, why don't they see it, God? Why don't they see it? And I'm just like, well, why didn't you know? I don't get mad at God. I'm like, why didn't you design them to see it like I see it? He goes, oh, they're going to see it. Don't worry. Thanks for the call, brother. And so that's just where I'm at. And like, then I got to like sit there and convince people. I mean, it's just like, it's I mean, we're on the edge of absolute hell. I mean, I got to tell you that right now. Look, militarily, culturally, everything is, we're on the edge of a cliff. And God has given us a way, a narrow way out of this. It'll still be rough, but we got a way out of this. And I have a responsibility to do the best job I can. And because for me, it's the opposite of a power trip. I feel pathetic. Because I have knowledge of myself and knowledge of humanity and knowledge of it all. And I'm just like, I'm in dirty rags. Like, and God, I'm like, God's like, get out there and do this. And I'm just like, I get it. I understand that God's perfect. But I'm just like trying to tell people, like, folks, if you knew what I knew, you'd be getting around with God right now. The devil's 100% real. And he 100% wants your soul. And you're like, well, these churches, that's where the devil's at. He puts himself in the gateway to get the escape pod. It's like the movie Alien came out in the 70s. Sigourney Weaver's trying to escape. Where's the alien? It's on the escape pod. The devil's waiting at the gate to get away. I use the analogy of a oasis in the desert, you know, in like the Sahara or whatever, and you got some crocodiles in there and some lions and stuff, you know, because there's the water there, and then the gazelles are trying to get there to get to the water. But regardless, that's where the water's at. So I'm sitting here at an oasis saying, there's the water, but look out for the crocodile. And I got people going, how do you know that's a crocodile? And I'm just like, I've been here a while. I've seen a bunch of things get eaten by it. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. What do you prove yourself to me? And I'm just like, just go on down there and get eaten then. And that's where I'm at. And I literally pray to God now. I used to pray for discernment until about 5 years ago. Now I pray to God to limit my discernment and to get me out of this. And again, and find somebody else. And of course, God answered that prayer. It has the opposite effect. And now everything's peeling back. I can like literally just scan into anything now. And I'm just like, oh my God. Satan wants to be God. Satan has, I don't think, any idea what it'll be like to be God. You know everything, all time, all dimensions, everything, every answer, everything, forwards and backwards. Can you imagine the responsibility of that? I can just limitedly look at one little thing and know the answers. That's one quadrillionth the same as God. But that spark of God is torture. Torture. Because the intensity, it's like sticking your arm into a power cable. And I see the dumbass Satanists looking for power. They have no idea what power is, or they'd be running from it. Joe in Arkansas, thanks for holding on to your worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, long-time listener. I just wanted to say me and my wife both have good jobs, make good money, and we still struggle to make it. And I work off the Mississippi, work with a diverse crew. And I can tell you this, this country is so divided, and what's coming our way, and if Trump doesn't go all in, like real fast, come this fall, if he doesn't win the midterms, it's over. But
that's the divide and conquer. So tell me about your crew. What is it like? Is it like Cajun, black, Hispanic? What is it?
It's black. And, you know, and I listened to Jake Lang yesterday, and what he said makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, and it's like I find myself being fake a lot of times just trying to get along because if I want my job, I have to be, right? But just these people make good money, and they're still on welfare. They got 14 kids and this and that. And I work, where I work at, I don't live there. I work 5 hours away from where I live because that's what it takes for me to make a good living. And I work 4/12s or 5/12s, and then I come back home for 4 days, depending on the week or if there's overtime. And so, yeah, it's just crazy. I mean, we aren't the same. And I think, in the white Christian people in this country, we're going to be on the chopping block here real soon, you know, and it's not about being racist or anything like that. I'm just,
well, on average, there's issues, but you're saying, I mean, what is this, an oil drilling rig? Or, I mean, what is this? You're saying there's, you know, you're dealing with racist black people. So, right?
No, I'm just saying they don't get it. They, you know, they're mad at Trump because he took Obamacare away, you know, and they went after their, you know, their food stamps, you know, some of them aren't married. They got these women, you know, they strip them of their food stamps and just so that, no, it's not.
Well, do they understand the country was about to go totally upside down? There'll be nothing then.
They don't get it. I'm telling you, they don't get it. And I have to watch my mouth because I've lost jobs over this before of me just saying too much. So it's like, you know, like I
can't.
Well,
you saw it. I'm not, Jake Lang's like, oh, you're virtue serving the black people. Most black people I know are awake and actually pissed off. I get there are some brainwashed ones year round, but you saw those white liberals in Minnesota. Our problem is liberals.
Yeah. Now the ones I'm telling you, my crew is about 50-50. It's for a steel mill. I unload barges, off of the Mississippi, and we feed a steel mill. So that's what the job is, and it's in a bad town, not too far out of Memphis. So it's a very high crime ridden town. I'm just talking the last couple weeks, murders. I stay in a very rough motel, just so it'll make sense.
Brother, listen, you ain't got to tell me why people are getting hunted. At the same time, the globalists want this divide and conquer. We got to find the groups out there that get it and work with them, and not just, because if they do the pure division, they're going to win. But I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Joshua in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right, awesome. Thanks for taking my call, sir. I just want to make two quick statements before I get to my topic on Trump and Venezuela. But first, I just want to say that I think your products and your supplements are amazing, and they are not only game-changing but life-changing. I've been a long-time supporter and customer of those, and I buy what I can when I can. So thank you.
Thank you.
Second statement is I hear you play a lot of Merle Haggard songs, sir, but there's one I think that's relevant that I haven't heard you play yet. So I'm just saying, I request some Rainbow Stew, brother.
Rainbow Stew?
Rainbow Stew by Merle Haggard. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've heard that song. I was listening to that a couple weeks ago.
That's a good one.
We'll end the show the last 2 minutes of Rainbow Stew, Merle Haggard.
Awesome. Thank you, brother.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, I just want to jump into my topic with Trump and Venezuela. I don't want to waste any more time. So I'm just hoping that Trump seizes the major opportunity that's present in Venezuela, mostly having to deal with the voter fraud. I hope he goes after Smartmatic and Dominion. And I hope that the intel, which Patrick Byrne has brought on your show about the director of the intelligence of Venezuela and that General Flynn is now privy to, I hope that that intel can serve the president, and I hope they allow the president to move on that, because I could see that as being a major brush fire of freedom, basically 1776 for worldwide, by making our elections honest again. And it would be great to see people like Bolsonaro in Brazil be vindicated and to even, you know, get back in power. And, you know, Trump can use that and build a very strong alliance, I think, with Brazil and Bolsonaro, Mele in Argentina. If the people in Venezuela can choose their own leader, I'm sure they would pick someone better than the CIA would pick. And then you've got Bukele in El Salvador and take back to Panama. I mean, that right there is a very powerful move, but it's power through peace and prosperity and not the military industrial complex.
I agree. By the way, I meant to play this last week. Guys, get Bukele queued up, because I read this in Brzezinski's books. He explains that they run the criminals, the West does. They claim to control it, but really they run it to sap society. Bukele explains in a short clip how governments don't want to get rid of criminality. He's not a dictator. He has 90% reelection, or 89%. He literally just goes after the criminals and the corrupt judiciary, and just like that, society's fine. It's evil on purpose to control society. I appreciate your call. We'll get that queued up. We'll play part of it. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9. You're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Alex. Appreciate you.
Yes,
I first want to talk about the product. And hats off to the product team, because I have 4 bottles of turmeric here, and one of them has the old Alex on it, but the new Alex on the label is amazing. Really good. So they did a good job with that.
They're the ones that put me on there. I told them to take me off, but okay, thank you.
No, it looks good. It's you with the jacket and the bald and the goatee. You look really good. And I'm trying to decide today on a Crusader shirt or a Learing Center, because we got some gear for Christmas. Jesse and I did.
I think Learing Center is the best.
Okay, we'll go with Learing today. Appreciate the advice, sir.
Thank you, brother.
So my comment was on the citizen journalist. The stuff that the NICs are doing is amazing. We've been doing that here in Arizona for the last 6 years. And actually on May Day, they had a May Day protest at the Phoenix State Capitol. We went down there and probably 40 or 60 people attacked me and my buddy. He's a disabled Army veteran, because we were carrying American flags. And they attacked us. I've got 3 bulging discs now. So it's real, but we need 1 million people, 2 million people, 10 million people to gather, and we don't hold protests. We hold rallies for the cause that's important to us. and it's liberty above all. So when these people, we went to all the Elon Musk rallies where they were trying to burn down Tesla centers in Phoenix last year. We go to all of them, and me and my crew, we get together and we do rallies. We carry stars and stripes. We're armored up. We're ready with our side pieces if anything gets crazy. But we don't advocate violence, but we don't let it happen against us. So I hope that you and the rest of the audience can continue to stand for what we believe in, and that's liberty above all. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. You and Tucker and Admiral Bannon, I share with Admiral Bannon all day long, every day. 1 Corinthians 3:7. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is God makes the seed grow. So we have to do more, say more, and pray more. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you, Dave. Thank you. Nick in Connecticut, you're on the air. World War III, the man who saw tomorrow. Go ahead, Nick. Tell us about it.
Well, I was just curious if you or your audience, well, maybe you specifically, have actually watched that documentary with Orson Welles. It was, I think it was about the late French seer, Michel Nostradamus. And the only reason I bring it up is, as I listen to the things you say over the past few years that I've started to become a listener, I see a lot of things that kind of make a little sense, actually. And it talks about like an alliance between Russia and the United States and the Great Trembling and in the Far East, and agreements broken, and the idea was to avoid the potential of nuclear war, because that's where, I guess, you know, they saw it going. And now I see you talk about things like Russia and, you know, things going on maybe behind closed doors with President Trump, and it just seems to me like, wow, it almost seems to be coming to somewhat to a state of, you know, fruition. And I'm just curious if you ever saw that documentary, had any comment on it.
No, I love Orson Welles. It's called Orson Welles. What?
It was called The Man Who Saw Tomorrow. I believe it came out in 1980. It talked about the three antichrists. He had posted said it was Napoleon, the first, the second Hitler, and the third man coming out of the Far East wearing a blue turban, which sometimes I believe.
Yeah, I've heard of that before. So that was an Orson Welles documentary.
Yes, it was. Yep, it was a documentary, and it was narrated by Orson Welles. I know sometimes you play old clips from movies and
welcome,
things like that.
Megatron. I am Unicron. I have summoned you here for a purpose. Nobody summons Megatron. That it pleases me to be the first. These are my commands. Destroy the Autobot Matrix. No, he did the... I never saw the old Autobot movie in the 80s. But then I was Googling Orson Welles' death. He died like the night after he cut the Unicron stuff for the 1980s movies, the Transformers. So his last thing was that, and it's amazing. So that's why I've done that joke before, because it's Orson Welles doing it. Thanks. I'll check into it, brother. Thank you. Let's go to a quick clip here. Is Bukele explaining how things really work here, and then we'll do one more caller.
They told me verbatim, they told me, you know, you can't end crime all at once. I asked them why, and they said, not because of the technical capacity to end it, but because of the blow to the economy. And I said, but what blow to the economy? Well, how many gang members do they have? And he says 70,000. That's 70,000 jobs. Because those people who earn money illegally, it's wrong. But then that money goes to the household, and then the household spends it legitimately. That household buys diapers for babies, food for children. They pay rent, electricity, phone, cable, internet, clothes, drinks, beer, the motorcycle, gasoline, cell phone credit, etc. All that economy will collapse at once, and there won't be a parallel legal economy to replace it at the same speed. So we have to end it, he told me at that time, crime little by little, so that the economy can gradually compensate for the criminal economy.
And I'll add in post, we upload this to Bandai Video and Accident Rumble, the full format, it's how it really works. Andrew in Florida, you're on the air, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? My other question got kind of answered. So, on Minnesota, do you think the protesters are purposely being ramped up to hide this fraud that was uncovered by Nick?
100%. That's why they did it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And second, look, I love you, Alex. I know you aren't an infighter, and that's why all this kind of confuses me, but as far as the Candace thing, how can you criticize Candace on the Mitch Snow thing when basically the same thing happened with you with Wolfgang Halbig and the Sandy Hook thing? You both were contacted, you know, by like a whistleblower. You basically platformed them. I mean, objectively, do you not see the parallels there?
Yeah, you called it about Somali fraud in Greenland. I barely ever covered Sandy Hook. They just picked that later to sue me over and had rigged court cases. Mitch Snow said his wife broke his body up with a hammer and kicked him out of a car, wouldn't let him leave. He was convicted of that. She released the video of him doing what he said she did to him. And when I released that, they said they didn't care. And then all the other, and now it's time traveling, and now, you know, it's all just an attack on Team USA. It's crazy. So I was just like trying to warn her, hey, this is BS. I got attacked. And so instead of admitting that stuff's wrong, they've doubled down. So to me, I don't want to spend any more time on it. I'm just not going to sit there and just be involved with stuff insanity.
I hear you. What do you think on Erica Kirk? And do you think she could be involved? Do you think she's behaving normally?
I think the whole thing has anomalies and questions. I think the whole thing's weird. So that's separate. Like me having questions about that and saying it's being investigated, I said that first. I broke the Cash Patel order to stand down, Cash Patel order to cover up of accomplices. That's real from the White House. A month after I broke it, it came out on the news. To literally say Fort Huachuca. And then when the congressman was there at 11 a.m., that's 8 a.m. Huachuca time, they went, oh, no, he's there at 2:45. No, he's there at 11. They had to admit that later. They literally just picked random people and did that to him. I won't be part of that, man. I'm not a sociopath. I'm not going to just randomly pick a congressman and say he's there and this other crap. And then Mitch Snow goes, you know, she says to Mitch Snow, she goes, was this guy there from Daily Wire? And he goes, yes, he was there too. And by the way, I'm the... And they're going to say, I'm attacking her again. You brought this up. My dad was the Zodiac Killer. First they said that was making it up. And they go, well, he is the Zodiac Killer. I mean, come on, dude. Come on.
Another thing they don't talk about is Charlie's bodyguard who used his Meta glasses like 60 seconds to a minute before he gets shot. Nobody talks about that. I think that's weird. He started a video on his glasses.
Yeah, I see him hit the button. We covered all that at the time.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did. I just hate to see, you know, like our side with the infighting. And you really don't ever do that. So,
I saw Candace. When Kennedy was being confirmed, it was hard pushed over everything. Like, it was popping up on every device. Everybody was hard pushed, which is a big sign. It's establishment. Then RFK Jr. had some Mossad girlfriend with none of it was real. And it was going to be exposed. And, of course, it was all lies. Let me tell you something. You just watch what happens with Candace Owens. Okay? And so, that's it. I don't buy what she's saying. I don't buy what she's doing. I think she works for the bad guys. I think it's conscious. And that's it. Appreciate your call. It's just, I won't talk about her. She's done. It's going to get worse. She's demonically possessed. I'm done. Let her do her own deal. I'm not part of her. Bye-bye. Harrison Smith takes over right now. God bless you. It's over and done, and the dream of peace comes true.
We'll all be drinking that. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to
to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.